fucking bunch of weirdo motherfuckers.
Well, now it's out of context because I started recording after what Matt said, but...
Well, that's all right. Well, then they don't know that I was talking about him.
All right, so I think we're ready. So do you have a little ones and twos that you want to
do? I got the ones and the twos for yous and the threes. Royal Rumble Fallout, the NXT, Monday Night Raw, and the Shining Wizards. It's next, y'all. Suck my lizard.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Brian Idle, and I have a giant life-size Liberace painting on the wall of my living room, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the fast track, taking the fast lane on the road to WrestleMania. We got Fallout from NXT TakeOver Arizona. We got Fallout from the 2019 Royal Rumble. And of course, we are live on RantDMRadio.com. You are listening to The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Kevin.
What's going on, boys?
You tell us.
Quite a busy weekend with the professional wrestlings. A
lot of wrestlings happening.
Mostly WWE stuff, too.
Not necessarily.
True. Well, I'd say mostly.
You got a whole weekend of Ring of Honor.
I watched three Ring of Honor shows.
Well, Lottie freaking da.
Don't be
It is Lottie freaking da.
Don't be that guy, man.
Dude, there was a lot of WWE.
There was a lot of wrestling.
A lot, dude. Like, I actually...
How many shows were WWE this weekend?
Well, you had all the stuff that's going on with that Super 15 tournament that they're doing.
But we're talking about shows, though.
But that was live. I mean, if you were
there,
it's going to air
Saturday.
I mean, it
was live, but it wasn't on the network. It wasn't on the network yet.
You had NXT TakeOver, and you had 17 hours of the Royal Rumble on Sunday.
All right, so that is two shows. Matt, how many Ring of Honor nights were there on the road to Supercard G1?
Three.
Yeah, but half the people don't show up because of the shutdown, right?
What?
I thought like half the people
That's the New Japan shows this week in the States.
But isn't that associated with
Ring of Honor? I watch a lot of Japanese wrestling.
Is it associated with Ring of Honor? No, they're New Japan shows. There will be Ring of Honor guys now working on it because of the government shutdown and the fact that they couldn't get visas and they couldn't get guys over here.
Okay, but the show in April at the Garden is going to be a Ring of Honor thing, but it's also going to have New Japan there, right?
Yes, it's a New Japan Ring of Honor Supercard.
Okay, my assumption was that every time New Japan came here that they...
An angel got it with swings?
Yes, it's got its swings and its fucking monkey bars. And
butchered that one.
It goes to the playground. They play well together, those Ring of Honor and New Japan kids. I don't know what else to say.
So, okay. Yes, there was more Ring of Honor than there was WWE this weekend.
If you count like the two-hour Super Show, pre-show, and this 4.5 hours of Royal Rumble action, it would be close. Okay, it would be close.
All right.
I'll take it back a little bit. There was a lot of wrestling this weekend, Kevin.
All right, Tony, how much of it did you watch?
I'd say about 30% of it, 35%.
All right, look at you.
Did you watch any Ring of Honor?
No.
Okay, so you're at a maximum 50% right off the bat. And that's not even Scott Steiner, man.
I couldn't even pretend to lie. I wanted to, but I just didn't.
It's a lot, dude. It was a lot this weekend. I'm kind of glad.
I will watch.
I almost made it through TakeOver. And the only reason I stopped is because I wanted to check out the four-way at the Royal Rumble pre-show for the Cruiserweight.
TakeOver was Saturday.
But I didn't get to watch anything Saturday. I really didn't watch a lot Sunday, so I've had to catch up. Yes, that's the great thing about the network. You get to catch up.
That's it.
I don't know.
You don't.
There's a natty bumper car tomato joke in there somewhere. Like, catch up! I don't know. Sorry. Don't Matt, what you doing, brother?
I'm trying to make sure I have all our Patreon supporters in order, since just as you start the intro, oh, do you have a list of the Patreon supporters? No, I don't. So now Dummy. I'm scrambling yeah. to figure out if we have the right amount.
That's Matt.
He's fat!
Asshole.
Correct!
Shut up.
Ding!
Face, you fuck.
We're watching a very handsome Mr. McMahon in a...
Yeah, Matt said superstars. Did you put on World Wild Wrestling Federation?
No, isn't this All-Stars? I don't know.
There's a difference between superstars and All-Stars, you dickbag.
I was thinking about our Patreon supporters, you douche nozzle.
You just wanted Bruno in your life and Pat Patterson.
God damn it.
I always want Pat Patterson in my life.
That's right.
Your cock pocket.
Jesus.
Tune in while Matt solves the mystery of what he's missing.
Put on the WWF Superstars. We get Tony Garea and freaking Rick Martel against...
All right, here. Here you go.
What is this? This is an Xbox controller.
Yeah, that's how it's controlled.
It's on the Xbox.
It's on the Xbox.
All right, now Kevin's going to start playing Fortnite against the kid.
No, I just don't understand this technology that you just threw in.
Well, B goes back and A advances. Oh, God. What did you click on now?
This is the show you put on.
No, Kevin hit a button. I don't know what he did.
I didn't hit anything. It's just the next match.
Scheduled for one fall.
Ah, there we go. I got it now.
Is that Gary Michael Capetta?
Yes, it is. See?
All right.
Somebody you know.
All right. Finally, that's all fucking done. So now I can actually do the show.
Fuck it.
Jesus Christ. And listen to this idiot over here mumble and stumble through.
Hey, Matt, how
intro.
Was your week?
My week? My week has been busy. It's about to get a lot busier.
Why is that?
You got a lot. I'm going to do some adult shit.
Woo!
So
Matt
that's,
being grown up. Look
it's
at
pretty
this.
Exciting.
Pretty crazy.
Wow, Gary Michael Capetta looks like a fucking 12-year-old. Yeah, so a lot of...
Which is why I got hired.
A lot of pro wrestling this weekend. Where do you want to start? I guess the Royal Rumble, since we all watched that.
Well, unless you... Listen, no. I'm giving
Ring
of Honor...
Do you want to go chronologically?
I want to give Ring of Honor its due, because I always feel like when there's eight, when it's 8:57 and Kevin's scrambling to get a going-home segment, Matt, like, rips
right.
Ring of Honor. So you know what? You watched Ring of Honor... Catch us up to speed. Let us know everything that happened. Let us know what you watched. Give us the gamut of ROH.
Anything major go down?
Well, they did their tag wars over three nights, the road to the G1. What the tag wars was, 12 tag teams. They competed in six individual matches. The winning team from each of those matches went on to the final night. And
Kevin, that's...
Could you get that any closer to the microphone?
I'm button mashing
any closer,
here.
Yes, oh, you gotta hit... Oh, no, I know. I hear it.
You got to hold the Xbox button and turn it back on if it's off. Go on. It'll stop blinking. Kevin's introduced to technology on episode 409 of The Shining Wizards.
So, 12 teams, the six winners, two three-way dances. The winners of those matches competed for the Tag Wars Championship, which entitled them to a future title shot against the Briscoes.
You are so quiet. Can you angle your microphone?
Sorry.
Any like closer
How's that?
To your
Is
mouth?
That any better?
Yeah, because it sounded like you were like far away and like you're right next to
so
me.
So far away. I'm here now. I'm back. I do
I'm
speak.
Here.
I noticed.
I'm over here now.
I noticed in the last episode in Studio B that I do kind of not speak directly into the microphone. And I think that's because I'm always doing something.
Hey, you know what's funny? The last week's show was the final episode in Studio B.
It was
like a historic moment in the annals of the show. So we lost a wizard and a studio.
Why?
What?
Exactly.
Whoops.
What wizard?
Well, what wizard? Do we...
I am the wizard.
I am so lost. I am so lost. I have
That's
no
fine.
Idea.
It's typical. So.
Sorry.
It ended up being the Villain Enterprises, which consisted of PCO and
Brody
King.
That's the new guys.
PCO and Brody King.
Yes.
They were taking on Finn Juice.
What?
Finn Juice?
Finn Juice.
Finn Balor?
David Finlay and Juice Robinson of Lifeblood. Jesus. Lifeblood is the new faction in Ring of Honor.
Ah, yes, I did see that.
Finn Juice?
Finn Juice. I got more on Finn Juice later.
Okay.
How could there be more on Finn Juice?
Well, one of them's in the top
more
five.
More on
so.
Finn Juice.
Finlay?
No.
Don't spoil. Don't put the cart before the horse, Kev. We'll get there.
So, that was really the only thing that came out of it. Lifeblood really put their stamp on Ring of Honor. Bandido, Mark Haskins, Juice Robinson.
Bandido was signed to WWE for like a Yeah, cough a cup of coffee, wasn't he?
I don't think so.
I think you were right the first time.
Yes, a cup, cup,
a cough a cuppy.
Never mind. Go back to the ROH talk.
I don't think he was.
I thought, I
no,
thought
he
was,
wasn't.
I thought there was word that they were bringing him in as a referee or something.
That's El Bandito Jr. from Jersey All Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, that's who. That's not.
He's been in WWE for like 7 years now as a referee. Eddie.
Eddie.
Not that. Not. Ah, Lost Wizard. Got it. Got it.
A boo.
Got it.
Oh, shit.
Got it.
Sorry, I got two guys confused. That'll happen some more tonight.
Clearly you did. One is 23 and the other one's been refereeing half of this guy's lifespan.
Yeah, Bandito Jr. He referees for NXT.
And so does Drake Younger yet. Because yes. I saw Drake Younger. Younger did the Gargano Ricochet match, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, keep going.
No, I mean, I have to ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm not trying to bust your balls here.
No, it's okay. You can. I'm dumb.
Dummy. Yeah.
Honestly, like, how long has it been since you watched NXT? Like,
those you idiots.
Since I watched NXT? About 2 hours ago. I watched the Gargano Ricochet match.
Before you made all these amazing discoveries that Drake Younger works for WWE.
I watched. When did Shayna Baszler fight the Pirate?
Okay,
that was
right.
That.
Let me rephrase. Let me rephrase.
Who?
Let me rephrase the question.
Who?
Shayna Baszler.
Who?
Shut up. That's her name. You jerk.
Tony.
Her name's Shayna.
Was this?
Shayna. Whatever.
Was this? Was yesterday or was Sunday when
you
watched
so
NXT
stupid.
Takeover?
No, it was yesterday.
Well, yesterday. Was this the first time you realized Drake Younger worked for NXT?
No. I've known because Drake Younger still is our boy.
No,
Bandidos. I got crossed. Okay, I can make an honest mistake.
No, I'm not. But it also sounded like you just heard of Drake Gewurz working for them, not Gewurz. Wurz.
All right, come on. Anything else with Ring of Honor? Holy cow, we should have saved this to the end. It would have saved me some embarrassment.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking A.
That's right.
Tony's gross. Outside of Brody
Tony's
King.
Feet. Tony refuses to wear fucking socks.
Dude, it's hot down here. What do you want from me?
I'm actually pretty comfortable.
It's
for
nice.
The first time in a long time.
And I'm in a hoodie.
Well, I opened the door and I shut the heat, so I'm good to go.
Outside of Brody King and PCO winning tag wars, like I said, they put a lot of emphasis behind Lifeblood, and they really worked the Kingdom versus Jay Lethal, where at one point Vinny Marsaglia kicked and threw the Ring of Honor championship across the ring.
That's not cool. I don't like when guys disrespect belts.
Chill, Carlito.
Well, it's not the real. He's not Jay Lethal's not the real world champion.
That's right.
Matt Taven is.
Remember, you tagged him in that last episode.
Well, because some asshole said, yeah, he's the world champion. So I said, okay, he's the
gimmick.
World champion. So I was living the gimmick with him, bro. I was, you know, vicariousness.
Yeah, no, it was. They were three great shows, and Ring of Honor's doing awesome things. And if people thought the company was going to fall flat on their face, I think these last three shows really give you an idea where they're heading with all the Bandito's amazing.
I know.
No, you don't. No, you do not.
Such a good ref, Matt.
him and Silas Young had a fucking unbelievable match. Silas Young is a super talented dude. Gresham's awesome. Tracy Williams.
Hot sauce.
I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome time to be a Ring of Honor fan. So I highly recommend checking it out. I mean, there's not really a lot to go into. Chris Sabin blew out his ACL again.
Ah, that sucks.
Poor guy.
And Flip is injured, but he'll be back for the Super Show.
Good for Flippy.
Oh, fucking MVP made his return to Ring of Honor.
Like Montel Vontavious
Porter? Yeah, he was Kenny King's secret tag team partner.
Oh my God, I forgot he was in Ring of Honor.
The Beatdown.
With Kenny King.
Then they brought back the Beatdown Clan.
Wait, was MVP ever Ring of Honor champion? He wasn't.
No.
Okay. But he was Intercontinental Champion in New Japan.
He was the first ever IWGP Intercontinental Champion.
That's Who else was in the Beatdown Clan?
It was Kenny King. MVP. Okay.
Billy Gunn?
Low key, maybe?
No. Yes, I think that's right.
And was there one more?
Bobby Lashley?
Yes, I think you're right.
Oh, God. We need a Lashley drop. We need
the Beatdown Clan.
We need Leo Rush yelling.
God, I can't believe this was in 2014. I feel like it was forever ago.
Kind of was.
5 years.
All right, it was MVP, Kenny King, and then at different points, Lashley started it with him. It was MVP, Kenny King, and Lashley.
But this was an Impact, though.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Lashley was out in January. They brought in Low Ki.
The Key!
And Samoa Joe. Joe was only there for a month. And then Homicide and Hernandez were in the Beatdown Clan till the end of its
God, run. What a stupid name.
An MVP.
What, Hernandez?
No, the Beatdown Clan.
Oh. But man, they got back together. At Ring Wars, and they beat Willie Mack and Colt Cabana. It was cool. It's cool to see MVP back in Ring of Honor.
I keep forgetting Willie Mack. And
Willie Mack carrying around his championship.
He did have his championship.
Good.
Oh, and Villain Enterprises, because they won Tag Wars, they are entered into the Crockett Cup.
That's right. I remember we talked about
Willie
that.
Mack is the North American champion.
He
NWA?
Is NWA United States? No.
Yes, I think that's right.
Because, wait, did they call it North American?
It's the NWA North American Championship.
Oh, okay, it is. But it's the old U.S.-shaped belt.
Yes, it's the old school belt.
That's
with
right.
The red strap.
That's right. The one that Matt likes and the one that you hate.
I hate.
The NWA National Heavyweight Championship.
National, that's it. It's not North American, it's national.
All right.
It's national.
There you go.
This has the lineage back to 1980 when Austin Idol defeated...
No, it really doesn't.
Mr. Wrestling 2 to win it.
You can't have a belt disappear for how many years and then, you know, oh, look... It's Austin Idol.
I mean, it never really disappeared, Tony. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Wait. Who was the who? Give me some lineage from, say, like 2000 forward.
All right. You really want to do this?
Just a couple.
All right.
The whole thing.
September 13th, Stone Mountain was the NWA National Heavyweight Champion.
September 13th when?
2000.
Oh, no. Give me something like 17, 18. Anything recent. Was there a gap? Was there a big gap somewhere? Are you serious? How come they had a tournament to give Willie Mack the opportunity?
Because... In September of 2017 was when Billy Corgan disassociated himself with every NWA, NWA Wildfire, NWA Texas, NWA Tennessee.
Yeah.
So who was the champion before Billy Corgan took that away?
Johnny Thunder.
Congas.
Oh, Hagus?
Congalingus?
I think
the
he was
Tokyo Monster.
He's also a former NWA World Champion, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Two-time. No, sorry, one time NWA
one
World
time.
Champion.
One time. You know what that means, Kevin?
He fucking lost it!
He's a fucking loser.
Damian Wayne was
Damian
a champion
Gibbs
in 2016. Greg Anthony. Jake Logan. Come on.
You know what surprised me, too? Like, remember, like, the Colorado Kid was
Mustang
the champion?
Mustang Mike Beadle.
Mustang Beetle?
Mike Beetle.
Jesus Christ.
Eric Andrews.
Any relation to Andrew Anderson?
No, not. Jack Stane, Lou Marconi.
Jack Stane is the only one on
Beef
that list.
Beef Stew Lou Marconi?
Lou Marconi won it 1, 2, 3 times.
Beef Stew, brother.
3 times
Bordell
a lady.
Bordell Walker?
We all know. Who is that?
That is
Bordell Walker is...
That's very familiar. Who is it?
He's a wrestler.
I know, but he's
obviously
somebody.
Obviously a dildo. Who is he?
He's done stuff in the ECWA. He was part of the 17th annual ECWA Super 8 tournament in
so is
Newark,
Damian
Delaware.
Delaware, Newark. Bring your guns.
He did stuff in TNA Explosion, NWA Florida.
He did stuff. Kevin, this guy did a lot of stuff.
I'm on his Facebook right now.
He was in an altercation with Rick Steiner in 2005.
Can you send him a friend request and wave to him? Everybody wave to was it Vordell
Walker? I'm
gonna Vordell
wave to
Walker.
We gotta get him on the show.
Everybody send Vordell Walker a like, a tweet, a subscribe, whatever, and tell him the Wizard sent you.
Jackson Riker.
Jesse Riker's brother?
No. Fucking Gunner, man. Gunner was the NWA National Heavyweight Champion.
Of course he
January was. January 17th, 2009, when his name was Phil Shatter. Pepper Parks.
Peppa.
Spider.
Fabulous Moolah?
Hot Stuff Hernandez.
Is that Hernandez or is that Hot...
No. Yes, it is, actually. I don't know some of these aliases.
Hot Stuff
Doug
Hernandez.
Gilbert, Stevie Richards, Sal Sincere.
Dude, come on. Sal Sincere?
So that means... I wonder if he ever defended against the Patriot.
Well, if the Patriot would have to be the number one contender.
And Tony, to answer your question...
or a different
there
person.
Was a gap from September... of 1986 to May 1997.
Oh, all right, but...
That's not the gap he was kind of referring to.
Oh,
no,
I know.
No, but I mean, it's a significant gap, but they reestablished lineage at like 97, so...
I don't know.
It's fine, whatever. I could be wrong all night tonight. I don't give a fuck.
Cool.
I'm feeling too good. We got a lot to talk about when it comes to the
Nothing
WWE
is broadcasting
stuff.
On rant. Nothing is broadcasting on rant.
Are you serious?
That's what I was just told by True Prince of Pro.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not.
Did you open the butt?
Yeah, the Bucks.
Is there a gap?
Oh, you know why? All right.
Is there a gap in the butt?
Tony's got butt switched over. It.
How's
Tony's
that?
Tony's got a fix.
Is that better?
It. I'll find out.
What the? I don't think it is.
You got to open the butt.
No, I don't. It's not working. I don't.
The butt's
not working?
It's because nothing's coming up over the little flippy things over here.
The flippy things.
Flip Gordon?
We are definitely recording. The audio's coming through. I don't know what the problem is.
Because Rant's EM Radio sucks a dick.
Wait, hold on. I got to run a test. Hold on one second. Wait, why am I still playing puke sounds? Wait.
I don't know why.
All right, be quiet.
Because this whole thing makes me sick.
Okay, the sounds are definitely coming through. I don't know why nothing is going through butt.
Listen. Prince of Pro needs us, Tony.
I know. This is ridiculous. This is going to be 2 weeks in a row. Let me try this.
Should we break ski?
No. We're going to keep going. I don't give a fuck. You
close,
guys
close the butt and then reopen the butt.
Reopen the butt, Tony.
Open the butt.
God.
Close the butt and open the butt.
I am not going to save the configuration.
No. Right.
So, well, keep talking. What else happened? Ring of Honor's done. We
what?
No, we finished. We went on. We moved on to
that's
the
fine
anyway.
For the most part. Ring of Honor is
done. Yes, they're finished. It's working now.
Ah, Tony opened the butt.
We want to welcome everyone listening live on rantdmradio.com. You missed a hell of a 21 minutes of the show. Thanks to great technology, we are finally working.
Tony finally got his butt opened.
My butt is open for the world to see.
That's Tony's right. Butt is working overtime.
There was a gap in the butt, but we fixed it.
Now there's great stuff coming out the butt.
Oh, boy.
Can we get a little EU doing the butt?
Doing the butt.
Yes, please.
All right.
Yeah,
I need a little something.
All right. For those not familiar, the program that we have to use to open, to be live, is called the butt.
Yes.
So
and I liked it better when it was just Tony's butt. To be
it's Tony's butt.
For broadcasting using this tool?
Your tool.
You're a tool.
You're a tool. This is it.
The name of the dance is called the butt.
The butt.
It's called the butt.
The butt, the butt, the butt. Ernest,
we gotta go down. How was everybody's Royal Rumble weekend?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. You
like spending time in the ghetto hospital.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it is what it is, but I did get to watch the Royal Rumble in its entirety in bits and pieces.
Is it ridiculous that it is
20 hours long? Absolutely.
With the pre-show, it was a 7-hour
show.
Told you.
That's a bit excessive.
What, the butt?
No, the butt is nice.
The butt is excessive. No, he's right. The butt is excessive.
Well, the gape is always excessive. What are you guys on
the gaps?
No, what are you guys on gapes?
Yeah. Gapes or gaps?
Like gaping buttholes?
Yes.
They're gross.
Well, apparently that seems to be like the new trend. Like peeing on people is gone, and like gaping the butt is like the new thing.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you know, like 5 years ago, it was like, oh, everybody's into water sports and golden showers and all that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's kind of gone now. Like, nobody really does that. Like, Max Hardcore was the guy that always did that. But
yeah, but he also did the thing where he would drink out of the butthole with the straw, right?
And wasn't he also slap happy, too? Like, he was the one that started, like, hitting women and stuff?
I think so.
See,
he went to jail, right?
I'm glad he's in jail. I hope he still is in jail. It's awful stuff. But whatever.
Yeah. Sasha
so now
Banks.
The PP going away, like it had to be replaced by something. So now it's replaced by the gape.
Brock Lesnar.
I don't understand the gape though.
It like the whole.
It's
the whole,
like you see how many you could put in the gape.
No. You get it open up, and then like you like look at my hole, and like you see how big it is. It's kind of like Goatsy for the everyday man, but
Becky
like
Lynch.
Not to that extreme.
Just a. Open butt.
There. Yeah. So, like, you start in the butt small, but then, like, you play around with the butt, and then the butt gets big, and then you, like, you show it off.
NXT guys.
And that's, like, a thing?
Apparently it is. I think it's kind of gross, actually.
The people record on the butt?
Johnny Gargano.
Dude, you know what a rose butt is?
No.
Boom.
A rose butt?
Well, you've heard of a pink sock.
Yeah.
Well, the rose bud is kind of like it just by itself, and there's nothing. Like, a sock covers something, and the rose bud just kind of like... You know, you pour a little water on it, and the rosebud opens up.
Ugh. Why do you know this?
Shane McMahon.
Because we're live on rantdmradio.com. Thank you for joining us. And
you better hope they never take your computer.
What, this?
Whatever computer you're looking this up on.
Oh, please, bro. They don't know who it is from the public library.
Monday Night Raw happened last night. That was something.
VPN, my friend, VPN.
What's a VPN?
It's one of them virtual IP address things.
Lots of good wrestling this weekend.
Is Kevin talking about wrestling?
I think he's trying to talk about wrestling. I wouldn't go far as saying good wrestling. It was when you refer to the Royal Rumble.
Well, do you want to talk NXT first, or do you want to go right into the Rumble?
NXT. When will the WWE ever put put NXT on Sundays and put the WWE show on Saturday night?
My kid watched a bit of the Rumble with me, and he was like, this is kind of boring. He's like, it's the same guys. It's like everybody's sitting around. He watched Gargano and Ricochet with me. He's like, these guys are pretty cool.
They are pretty cool.
10-year-old kid, dude. Not really much into wrestling anymore, but got into what he saw on NXT. That fucking War Raiders tag title match, which I incorrectly predicted, by the way, with Undisputed Era, that shit was balls out fucking crazy, dude.
They start every TakeOver show with a tag title match, right? Seems like it.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you.
Yeah,
and I've seen every single one. So,
but the funny thing is, dude, like the fucking one guy was thrown around. Well, who's Hansen's partner? Rowe?
Yes.
He was thrown around Hansen like Hansen was like fucking Rey Mysterio, dude.
Well, the bigger guy is the more athletic guy.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like the strong guy, not
Hansen is not, the bigger dude,
but not Hansen. Rowe was throwing Hansen at everybody, which is crazy when you think about it. He's just picking up his partner and using him as a fucking weapon.
That's right.
Crazy shit.
You got to get innovative.
They're War Raiders.
The only thing I was kind of with was the ending, because everything else up to that point was building up so much. Like, if they would have stuck the ending as a falsie somewhere else and used one of the bigger things for the ending. But otherwise, dude, it was fucking nuts.
What do you want it to be? Ahmed Johnson versus Savio Vega?
The fucker did the flip into the ropes and came back with the double fucking spring elbow. Dude, he's a big motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, he is.
He flies.
I like the War Raiders entrance.
Crazy. Crazy stuff.
Like, how long did it take you to figure out who it was for?
Well, I don't really watch it all that much. But when they started playing, like, when they started chanting, like, war, I was like, okay, this is the war.
That's, yeah. I thought it was like, wait, is Triple H coming out?
Like, yeah, it felt like.
Is he making some sort of announcement to start the show?
Yeah, and that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, why are they giving these big entrances on NXT? This is like once a year WrestleMania kind of entrances, you know? But it was cool as shit, dude. I really enjoyed it. Not to say that I don't enjoy the new Blackjacks on the WWE Network.
Got the Bone Crunchers.
NXT just presents such a different product, and in my opinion, a much better product. Although I do agree, if you listen to last week's show, I do agree with Sam Roberts. Bianca Belair, no right to be in that match. No right. She fucking sucks. Ooh, she whipped her with her hair. Who gives a fuck? Oh, and it cut her.
And
it cut her. Oh, my God. The fuck out of here, Bianca Belair. You suck.
All right.
I didn't get to watch it. That's where I'm up to right now in the show. And, like, even her entrance was aggravating me.
I love her entrance.
She's the fucking worst.
Yeah, she's pretty bad, dude.
I'm not gonna completely, because I've watched a lot of it, and I don't think she's all that bad. This may not have been her best showing at all. But
she wears pajamas, dude. She looks like
no, she doesn't.
What the fuck's the EST too? Because she's the best. She's not the best.
Established,
she
right?
Sucks.
Isn't that what it stands for?
She's established.
Yeah,
dog
she keeps
shit.
Saying she's the EST.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I actually don't know. I just assumed the EST was like established.
It was cool though. They were talking about Sam Roberts shitting on her during the commentary.
Well, apparently it was like a big thing, and then like Bianca Belair responded and referred to him as Mr. Sam, which is
pretty funny.
Yeah, all right. That's like I was watching Superstars 92 last night, and Kato came to the ring, and Vince McMahon went, "Oh, so Kato." And I was like, wow!
That's great.
Fucking 1990s WWF racism is awesome. Awesome. And Rick D'Amato Martel telling everyone that Tatanka stinks.
He's a stinky Indian.
Stinky Indian.
Yeah, well, you saw Greg Valentine when he's calling Junkyard Dog a big, nasty black man with his chains.
Yeah, and fucking Roddy Piper used to refer to him as a boy, right? What are you going to do, boy? Nice. Now we got fucking Mrs. Sam. Mrs. Sam, you could kiss my ass. That's what she said after fucking...
No, but that's what she comes
Fuck
off
her.
As, dude.
She
I didn't
sucks.
See the match, but she came off as like low-rent ghetto version, like whatever, of like Sasha Banks, dude. I'm not even joking.
Fucking sucks.
And that ponytail is the shits, too.
Someone was like, oh, look, her ponytail cut her. How about you fucking stick your
now,
head in
the
fucking
door? Now, if she
wrapped
her ponytail around somebody's neck and gave him an actual ponytail cutter, like a Stone Cold Stunner or a diamond cutter, that would be cool. I'm just saying.
No, yeah, I think you're right. Listen, I'm not gonna. No, because I've watched enough of her where I think that she's good, and this match may not have been the best showcase for her.
She is not NXT Women's Championship good.
She well, that's why she didn't win.
She didn't belong in the match.
So what happened? Was there nobody else that could have challenged
yes.
her? Like, why did they?
Bianca was the most over.
Well, she's over, all right.
I hope so. God, I hope so.
Ugh. But she, like we talked about last week, she does get the dueling overrated slash, what's the good one? What did I say? She gets like back and forth chance. One of them is overrated. One of them is positive. So some fans definitely think that she's not where she's not the level that you guys say. And I'm not saying that she is.
Some fans also think wrestling's real. So
no, no. Well, they. I'm saying that there's a lot of fans that feel the way you do.
You guys put your bodies on the line.
Still real to me, damn it.
Bianca Belair. She'll never have children because she's messed up from her match with Shayna.
What?
I don't know. It was a reach.
Going off on an awful tangent.
I thought the match was not super awful, but not great.
I didn't say the match was awful. Bianca Belair is awful. The match was what it was.
I disagree.
Fair enough. We will agree to disagree, Kevin.
You got it.
I think we can all agree Ricochet Johnny Gargano was the best match of the weekend.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parts where I think he flips around too much.
Who, Ricochet or
yes.
Gargano?
No, Ricochet. Ricochet jumps an awful lot, dude. If he he's at 100, if he turned it down to maybe 95, I would like him a little better.
You don't think the jumps separate him?
Yeah, but he jumps too much, dude. Like, you got to get hit once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but isn't that the point? You're supposed to avoid getting hit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just fucking take a punch to the face once in a while, dude. Johnny Gargano.
You ever been punched in the face?
Yeah, kind of.
It hurts. Why would you want to get punched in the face?
Yeah, but you're wrestling, dude. That's part of the gimmick.
That's why I encourage cyberbullying. It eliminates the immediate threat of getting punched in the face.
You got to give credit. That one was good.
You heard it here first, people. If you want somebody cyberbullied, reach out to KJG.
That's right.
At Natty Bumpercar on Twitter.
Tag match was awesome. Ricochet, yeah. Johnny Gargano was awesome. Women's match was good. I hate Bianca Belair.
Oh.
I love her music.
Can I tell you why I hate Chris Hero?
Oh, no.
Can I tell you why? It's yes. not because he's fat. Because the War Raiders guy is fat and like he looks cool and he does some cool shit.
Oh,
And Cassius Ohno does some good shit, but he looks like a fucking reject from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What is with that color
Bianca
scheme?
Belair?
And what's with those tights? That was my joke I made last week. Don't go back to that one.
2 weeks ago.
Well, last week when you guys did the predictions.
Oh, yeah.
You made a Fresh Prince of Bianca Belair joke?
He did.
Does Kevin even listen during the show?
No, and he doesn't listen back either.
Did the Devils play last Tuesday?
No, we checked.
No.
Anyway, sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean to shit on you like that.
No, it's fine.
We're good. We're boys, right?
We'll find out.
Yeah, dude, his outfit is the drizzling shits. Why he wears a fucking basketball uniform with neon purples and orange and all those kinds of colors.
I think that was like an homage to the Phoenix Suns because they
look
Phoenix.
Terrible.
Well,
it looks terrible.
What he since his comeback, every city that he would wrestle in, he had that team's basketball
that's
scheme
stupid.
On his jersey with just his oh no on
that,
it.
That's stupid.
Right. And he eats a pound of cookies.
He needs a singlet. He needs a singlet. He needs to cover up. He needs to get some good tights and get it over with.
I think he's past that point. I just think he's there.
He's comfortable with his body.
He does what he does. He knows he's not going to be the NXT champion.
But you see, you say he's comfortable with his body. Like, him dressing like that shows me he really doesn't give a shit. And that's bad.
Yeah, but here's...
I think
his
a
character's not that he doesn't give a shit. Like,
here,
wrestled a fine match.
Can I just call fraud on you?
Oh, Jesus.
We always complain that all these guys look the same. Granted, we make fun of Cassius Ohno because he got fired for not being in shape, and he clearly isn't in shape right now. But that's what we've been asking for, is people who all don't look the same.
Yeah, but
he can still work his balls off.
I was about to say, he's in ring shape.
Those tights are bad, dude. They're fucking bad.
Yeah, but you weren't upset when Adrian Adonis is running around in tights and his fat stomach's hanging over him and he's dressed like a fucking woman.
No.
You love that. You thought it was awesome, even though he looked like a fucking fat tub of shit.
But his tights were fine for the character he was.
And like, these tights are fine for
they're
him.
They're not, dude. It looks awful.
Well, I don't understand. What part is it, the color scheme, or is it just the...
It's the color scheme. It looks like his shirt is like untucked and his belly's just going to flop out. He looks slovenly. There's a difference between looking fat and wearing the right tights and looking like a slob.
Would you rather him have like a King Kong Bundy singlet?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Give it a try. Look,
because that's essentially what he's wearing.
Warbeard Hansen, he's happy to show off his titties and his hairy chest and all that, but it fits his gimmick, dude. Like,
yeah, no, but Warbeard Hansen,
like a fucking war raider,
like Warbeard Hansen, like Killian Dane, they have a different kind of build. Who knows what like Cassius Ohno looks like under there?
Congo Khan looks like a gross motherfucker. Yes, but his
that's a good comparison.
His tights work.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well,
I'm not the biggest Congo Khan guy.
Fala Ba. He wears the mawashi with the tights. That works. You know? KM looks goofy in them fucking tights, though. I'm sorry.
I think that's the idea, though.
Yeah. Well, no, I get it. But it goes with that. But, dude, I'm sorry. It just bugs me. It looks like he just doesn't.
Listen, I agree with him that it's an awful choice to wear.
Is it awful or is it an awkward looking outfit?
Awkward. Okay, maybe not awful. It's definitely awkward.
No, it's pretty awful. The knee pads and everything, dude. It's like...
God damn.
Seriously, dude. Can we pull up a picture of him from the
show?
We
know what he looks like. We just watched the pay-per-view.
But you need to look at it.
I've seen it.
No, you really need to focus on everything.
I was at NXT Tom's River a little over a year ago to the day, up close and personal with him and seeing the cottage cheese.
Oh, that was the other thing. When he was on the apron, dude, he's got the fatness. Like, I have that, and I wouldn't wear those tights. Like, them little drippy drips in between his legs. It's like, come on, dude. You can't. You got to hide that shit. No, it's got to be a picture from last night, dude.
It's got to be a picture of his gaping butt.
per Kevin's request. Send your gaping pictures.
Everyone, we're going live now on Chris Hero's butt.
Dude, it was rough, dude. I'm sorry. It was.
I can't find a picture.
That's all right. Whatever. We'll look later. But actually,
I know what it looks. We don't need it. We get it. We know what it looks like.
We could pull it up on the network if we want. Oh, Bret Hart. Look at this.
Tony's really got an axe to grind with Chris Hero, huh?
No, it just his tights, dude. The match was fine. I thought the match was fine.
Yeah, I have no complaints on the match.
Yeah.
So what else did I miss? We got a NXT championship didn't change hands, right?
No. Tommaso Ciampa and Aleister Black, I thought, had a really good match, too. A
lot of fun. Whole show is fun. Nothing unheard of from NXT. Very good.
Aleister Black's a fucking machine, dude.
I like Aleister Black a lot.
Got a great look, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
What else are we forgetting?
I think that was it.
There's only five matches.
Well, there you go.
What was this? Are we doing a tally of the overall weekend in our predictions?
Yeah, we got to get through
the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
Right. We'll go through that.
Oh, by the way, folks, we were supposed to have a guest in studio tonight, Kathy Hummer. She had to reschedule. Don't worry. She'll be appearing on a show in the future.
Phew!
We didn't forget about her. I know Kevin's really disappointed. I'm actually disappointed. I was looking forward to
having
Kathy.
I also am a little
tonight.
Bummed. I was looking forward to having Kathy.
But
on the show.
We will get her back. Don't worry. And, you know, support us on Patreon and send us your questions. We actually have a question tonight, but we'll get to questions later.
On the pre-show for NXT 2, they gave out the 2018 year-end awards. Overall competitor of the year.
Bianca Belair.
The fucking pirate?
Arr, me hearty.
Seriously?
Oh, she's a terrible dude.
No,
seriously. Overall competitor of the year.
She's probably done some...
Not Shayna Baszler, who won the NXT Women's title twice.
Oh, fuck her.
Not Tommaso Ciampa or Aleister Black. The fucking pirate.
This was a fan voting...
Kevin.
Gimmick.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people in fucking Japan, okay? That's all I have to say about that. All
right, so...
Cocksucker.
She won the title...
There's a lot of... In Grenoble's day, Japan.
Not enough, apparently.
She won the title twice, Kevin. What does that mean?
She lost it once.
Ah, she's a fucking loser. She needed her friends to win it back.
Because Kairi Sane won the female competitor of the year, too. Fucking Mega Powers is coming in his pants because this fucking...
Well, he has to do laundry anyway, so...
Fucking stupid pirate.
Arr.
Tommaso Ciampa was the male competitor of the year. Undisputed Era Tag Team of the Year. Match of the year was Andrade against Gargano from TakeOver Philly.
Agreed.
Breakout star, Ricochet. Rivalry of the year, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano.
Rivalry of the century.
Future star of NXT, Io Shirai. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Yes.
And then TakeOver of the year was TakeOver New Orleans. So they gave out goofy awards.
Yay.
For that.
Yay.
Yeah. So the Royal Rumble happened Sunday.
Woo!
I watched the pre-show. It was long.
There's no reason for a two-hour fucking pre-show.
If you're going to do
it's content for the network, that's all.
Sure, but you could
watch it if you want to.
You could have taken another match from the main card and just put it on there.
Yeah, you can't have a two-hour pre-show and then your main card goes 4.5 fucking hours, dude.
And they sandwiched three matches on the pre-show.
Yeah.
But they were all in the second hour of the pre-show.
Yeah, so the first hour was pretty much Shawn Michaels trying to keep his eyes from
First hour was Booker T and Jerry Lawler.
Oh, Shawn was in the second hour?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
And his fucking NXT garb being, oh, they made me put a blazer on. Clearly, I have some bias towards NXT because I am the Cyclops that oversees the performance center. Fucking asshole. Fucking Shawn Michaels. Before we get to the Rumble 2, I guess we could talk about NXT announcing they're bringing back Halftime Heat.
That's a big one. That's cool as shit.
With Gargano, Ciampa, and Adam Cole taking on Velveteen Dream, Aleister Black, and
Ricochet.
Thank you. At halftime, so that'll be cool,
and that'll be live.
And Sean,
that's not going to be like empty arena. That's live, baby.
No, I heard that they might be taping that.
Nope, live.
Really?
Yep.
Because talk was they're doing it at the Performance Center.
Yes, live.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's it. So I'm excited. Even though I'm gonna get a lot of shit for this. I'm a big Maroon 5 guy, so I can't wait to watch the actual halftime show. Dude, Songs for Jane, their debut album, great album. Totally different Maroon 5, though. Maroon 5 now sucks, I'll give you that.
But you're going to watch the halftime show to listen to them play their shitty music that they play now?
No, I'll watch Halftime Heat.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I'm a big Maroon 5 guy.
Okay.
Throw shade, baby. Throw shade!
I don't have a problem with that. Sure. Okay. I like a little Maroon 5.
All right.
So that'll be cool. 20 years to the day from the first Halftime Heat. I got to work, so I'm not going to.
Too bad Chris Hero's not in the match.
Why?
Somebody hit him with a loaf of bread and say, "Have some bread, you fat fuck."
Yeah, is that what you would do?
You don't remember
that's
that?
Such
from
a
the first
weird
Half-time
thing to
Heat?
Say. Oh, okay, that's where it was.
Yeah, come on, 20th anniversary.
Watched Halftime Heat since Halftime Heat was at halftime of the Super Bowl.
SmackDown Hotel, The Rock speaking. Oh, you want to talk to Mankind? Well, he can't come to the phone. He's a little tied up, but he's wrapping the fucking phone cord around his head.
That's actually a pretty good memory.
You got a good memory. Yeah, I'll give you that. I can't fucking remember that.
You don't remember Have Some Bread, You Fat Fuck?
No, I don't. I remember it was in an empty arena at halftime.
I remember the forklift finish. That's it.
Yeah, it still haunts Mick to this day that they used that camera shot. He hated that final camera shot. The one where it's the fucking looking down and The Rock is like, no. You don't remember this?
I remember
Holy
that.
Holy cow. Did you guys watch
Even
wrestling?
Though I thought that Mick Foley won the match.
He did.
Okay.
But The Rock got pinned under the forklift. And the very last shot.
Oh, no, never mind. I thought that Mick Foley lost the match.
No, Mick Foley won the title back at that match. Yeah.
All right, Tony.
Yeah.
Hitting us with the hard truth.
History buff.
That's what I'm here for.
Halftime history buff.
I fuck everything else up.
All right, so Royal Rumble.
Loved it.
Like the actual Royal Rumble?
I like the whole show.
You like the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love always like the Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble was fucking garbage.
Wait, the show as a whole?
No, the fucking men's Royal Rumble was hot garbage with fucking Seth Rollins laying outside for 15 minutes.
It happens every
fucking,
year with somebody laying outside.
I don't like that.
Not the winner.
In fairness, Roman Reigns did the same shit a couple years ago.
Vince
for like
McMahon.
A half an hour. Yeah, well, that's the most garbage Royal Rumble of all time. Which one's worse, that Royal Rumble or the Royal Rumble where Triple H won the title from Roman Reigns?
Oh, you mean he won the vacant title when it was vacant?
No. Roman Reigns was the champ going in.
I forgot that stupid thing. Yes. I think 99 was dumb.
Yeah, I think hands down over the entire scheme of the Royal Rumble, that's got to be the worst. Fucking
because it took away from
everything.
Like,
every
he
single
sat down
other
and
thing.
Commentary, like it was just bad.
It was awful all around. I completely agree.
I did not like the men's Royal Rumble this year. I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll have to watch it again. I'd like to.
No, I know you're a Royal Rumble guy, so yeah. I'm not trying to change anyone's mind.
I was fine with it.
All right.
I shit on Nia Jax all the time.
Oh, that part I wasn't too crazy about.
All the time. And I will shit on her for a lot of the
all
other
the
things
times.
That happened. However, her entering the Men's Royal Rumble, beating the shit out of R-Truth, and coming in and fucking staring everybody down. That was a cool moment. That was cool. When she eliminated Mustafa Ali, that was cool. When she fucking ate that RKO, I was like, ha, you fucking loser. And that when fucking Ray dialed up to 619,
yeah,
it was great. You want to get in there with the boys? You're going to get beat up like the boys. And they fucking threw her out. That was awesome.
Surprisingly, I did not have a problem with that.
That was great, dude. The shit that she did the rest of the night, but I like that. I like that a lot.
I think they gave us our surprises too early.
Well, they had
fucking
to
Elias was, oh my God. He talked for like fucking 5 minutes.
Well, he's also a fucking heel again all of a sudden. How did that happen? Didn't he just turn face like 3 or 4 weeks ago when he beat up Baron Corbin?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point?
Little longer than that, but point taken.
I don't know. He's fucking turning into the next Big Show.
Flip-flop. Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
I said he's turning into the next Big Show.
Well.
Nobody fucking went for it that time.
No, I totally missed it.
Ah, sorry.
The stuff with Jarrett was cool. I was happy to see Double J. I really would have popped if they played With My Baby Tonight.
Well, you got that on Raw the next night.
Yeah, but if Elias, like, he was tuning up the guitar, I thought he was going to, obviously, this would be fucking cool.
Then a 5-minute segment turns into a 10-minute segment.
It would have been worth it. And when does the bell not, the bell has to ring when they touch each other?
No, they
that's a good question.
But they always, like, they always do that, like, you attack somebody before the bell now, and they don't ring the bell anymore. It used to be when one guy attacks the other guy, it's like, ring the bell, get
the
shit
but they
going,
came,
you know?
He was introduced as the second participant of the Royal Rumble, and they came in, and then they talked, and then when he hit him with the guitar, then the bell rang.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's right. That's,
I thought
that
once he
weird.
Got in the ring, like, the 90 seconds is on the clock.
No,
the next
he's got to take his
out.
Gear off. They got to have, like, the stare down. The referee's got to go, let's get it on.
Yeah, the dude is, you know, J-E-double-F-J-E-double-R-E-double-T,
which
was cool.
Which I was okay with. And when he fucking tells him, he's giving him the 2-finger point to get out of the way, I was like, look at this asshole.
That was pretty funny. Is Kurt Angle, like, full-time now?
I don't know.
Oh, rumor and innuendo was that was supposed to be Zack Ryder's spot.
What?
The spot that Kurt Angle had in the Rumble. They eliminated Zack Ryder and they threw Kurt Angle in there.
All right.
Really? Did they spell Zack with an H or a K?
Isn't it Z-A-K?
Z-A-C-K.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not Zach. It's Zach.
No, but they last night on Raw when him and Hawkins came out, his name was Z-A-C-H.
Because but, WWE, that's why.
Right, but the Twitter handle underneath had the proper spelling.
So. I didn't even notice that.
Yes.
Fucking with my boys.
Yeah, I was.
Well, that's why I thought you would have had a little more of a negative reaction toward Kurt finding out that Zack Ryder would have been in
there. Hawkins was in the Rumble. I'm good, baby.
And Hawkins had an elimination.
Yes, he did.
Fucking A.
Jinder Mahal, right?
Jinder my balls. And then he was celebrating. You see, you got to tell your boy to stop celebrating too soon.
Look, he didn't celebrate last night. I know we're kind of all over the place, but he was very distraught after losing to the Revival.
Oh, speaking of Revival,
raw.
The pre-show Razor and Dawson, what was that dog shit?
I didn't watch the pre-show, so I don't even
know.
They
were like, they're going to team one of these assholes from each team up, and if they beat the champions, both teams will have a future title shot.
Which I thought was weird. Because
it was both teams? I thought it was just them.
No, it was complete whore dog shit awfulness. Like,
I need a beer.
Who came up with that?
Yeah, can you get me a... Is there tea in there? I would love a tea. So they go, like, they're doing a pre-show.
Well.
And then they go to some backstage announcer. They have so many backstage announcers now, too.
Yeah, give me a tea, too, Kevin.
And then they're like, we caught up with Drake Maverick coming out of somebody's office. And he's like, I just spoke to the matchmaker. And the matchmaker says, since Arkham has a knee injury, Razor and Dawson will take on Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. And if they win, each tag team gets a future title shot.
You know, and something else we didn't really touch on the show. When Arkham and Razor were the champs, how the fuck did they get roped into a 3-on-2 match and then have their fucking manager get pinned and lose the titles? What was that dog shit all about? You don't remember this? I guess I'm talking to myself now. I'm talking to Matt's balls. Thank you, sir.
Sorry, I was adjusting. No, I remember it. Pass the duchy to the left-hand side. Thanks, buddy.
Ow. Fuck.
Oh, what do you got, fucking sissy hands?
No, it's like fucking frozen or
come
something.
Come on.
Probably been in there since
Cassius Ohno.
July.
Cassius Ohno.
Oh, no.
What's the expiration dates on those?
Probably 3 years ago.
Well, they taste fine to me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Booze is booze, right?
I know. If you got a bad twisted tea.
Why does the inside of my cap say hog?
Because it's the tea, man. Because
they know what you like.
Like, Matt's...
My cap says nothing.
Matt, for real. Did I...
So yours is probably older because they stopped putting words on the caps recently. But then they started bringing them back.
It says hog. I'm not lying.
There should be like a hash mark on the month of the year.
Yes. Hashtag Tony Lopez.
What does your say? What does your say, Tony?
October 2018.
His is October?
Yeah.
Yeah, so his is way overdue.
Wait, so mine's expired?
A little bit. Or it's not.
How's it taste?
It's not.
It's fine.
All right, then.
It's just a little more fermentation.
I can't wait to get the shits tonight.
Oh, you're going to get them.
Twisted shits.
So? Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother.
So that was dog shit at the... pre-show, Gable and Rude won.
The four-way for the Cruiserweight belt was awesome.
Yes, that was very good.
I have to watch. I haven't watched that yet.
That was very good. And then Nakamura beat Rusev because they knocked Lana off the
They knocked Nakamura Lana off the...
I fucking hate Nakamura.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm
kind
of...
What's with his fucking bodysuit? He wrestled
Yeah,
him.
I'm
kind of
like done
a
with that, too,
ass
dude.
Head.
Yes.
Big Nakamura guy.
I don't know. I guess they're hiding his collarbones.
They're...
He looks like he's fucking wasting
like
away.
He looks
dude.
Like a fucking Asian ghost. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Fucking bullshit!
Get out of here, you Asian ghost.
Exactly. Were you surprised that they opened with Becky and Asuka?
No.
No.
Not at all. We gotta open with something.
Were you surprised that Becky
Becky's
tapped?
Hot, dude. Yeah, I was really... What?
I wasn't surprised because Becky's hot.
No, she's hot. Meaning that she's going to get that crowd reaction.
She'd still be hot in the third... Oh, okay.
The hot... Well, she's hot in two ways, Kev.
All right.
But the way that they were looking for was that she's the man now, you know?
I was more surprised that the War Raiders and Undisputed Era opened than this. I thought it was going to be a...
I'm pretty sure that's every NXT takeover.
But you got to, because that was a big feud, and you know the War Raiders had Undisputed Era's number. They've been beating them up and down.
It's just weird when it's the only tag team match on a show, and it starts first. So, it kind of breaks. I always use tag team matches to break up the monotony of single. All right, throw a tag in, but...
Well, the thing is, you got three women's matches on the show, so you got to get them in somewhere, you know?
Wait,
and why not open up with Becky Lynch?
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm talking about
the Undisputed
for NXT.
Yeah, I got
outside
you.
Of War Games, a tag match pretty much opens every NXT show.
That's the way to
NXT
get them going.
NXT Brooklyn,
man.
NXT Chicago, Undisputed Era against Mustache Mountain, Undisputed Era against Danny Burch and Only Larkin.
In NXT War Games, were the tag... Was Undisputed Era... What was the Undisputed Era was the latest War Games, right? Against War Raiders, Ricochet, and...
Well, Undisputed Era was in both
okay.
War Games, but yes.
Were they tag team champions in the War Games?
I think...
In both of them?
In the last one, they were. In the first one, I think it was still AOP.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Yes.
It was AOP.
So you didn't have
Roddy.
You didn't have a tag team title match on the latest War Games?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess that's a different scenario, but opening with a tag match to me is, while awesome, it was a great match, it just seemed a little bizarre. I was expecting Gargano and Ricochet to open.
Yeah, they opened it in Philadelphia, too. With it. The only thing, I think New Orleans, they did the ladder match to get it out of the way first.
Which is essentially, it's a multi-person match, so it's essentially, it's not a tag match, but it's not a single, so... I mean, it kind of falls along the same pattern, which is still very weird, but hey, NXT's hot, so they know what they're doing.
So they open with Becky and Asuka, and Asuka gets Becky to tap.
Yeah, it's weird considering all the stuff that they're booking with Becky after this and where she's headed, but they booked themselves into a corner. Like, you gave her a title match with Asuka, and like that, you didn't figure that into the plans. That's why I struggled so much with who was going to win, because if Becky wins the title... Then what do you do with Rousey? Do you make it title for title then? Is it champion versus champion at Mania? How does Charlotte figure into that? You know what I'm saying? Because if Becky wins and if Ronda wins, then Charlotte's going to win the fucking Royal Rumble. Then where do you go with all that shit? So they're booked into a corner. It's just really weird that she fucking had to lose to Asuka.
It was weird that they... I thought this was going to end in some sort of weird... Like,
obviously, what I would think, too.
I had to pick one for the sake of the competition, the contest we got. But I was expecting Asuka to retain, but not by,
Or maybe when all's said and done, if Becky Lynch goes over at Mania, maybe there's a feud down the road with Asuka again.
Well, you got to keep Asuka strong, too, because you can't make one championship look this superior than the other one.
Well, that's the other thing, because they kind of, like, after WrestleMania last year, they kind of made Asuka like an afterthought, and she was out of the picture for a long time. And now if you've got Becky moving over, you got to have something for Charlotte to do on SmackDown.
And it's good that you keep Asuka strong, and that win, it keeps Asuka extreme. It puts her on another level than she was previously at.
Do you think so, though?
I do.
Yeah, it does. She beat the man, dude. Now she's got that in her pocket.
Yeah, but that's...
She beat the toughest, most over character in the entire company clean.
But they it's overshadowed by now. After what happened last night?
Well, we'll wait and see on SmackDown.
Yeah, but are you gonna pocket.
Becky's
now.
Not showing... If she's not going to be on SmackDown tonight.
Why not? She's a SmackDown superstar.
Maybe
no
Asuka,
point for her
maybe,
to be there.
Maybe Asuka loses the title at some point, and they shake things up, and they move her over.
There's always a point to have your most popular character on another show.
Well, they botched that, too, last night when Triple H said Becky was going to announce who she was wrestling at Mania on SmackDown, and then Becky came out in the middle of Raw.
No, they said they were both going to be there.
No. Triple H said that Becky was going to make her decision on SmackDown.
Triple H said Daniel Bryan and Brock were there. But they said Becky would make her decision tomorrow night on SmackDown.
But that's cool because that means like Becky's like, fuck this, I mean business, you know?
I think they sent Becky out there because Ronda was eating shit on the mic.
Ronda ate a big mound of shit.
I know we'll probably talk a lot more about this when we get to Who Matt Hates More segment, but I'm so surprised how much shit Ronda's taking nowadays.
Well, she's going up against a man, dude.
It's Becky.
But before Becky Lynch is even out there, Ronda's eating shit.
Yeah, but that's because...
Go ahead.
Because from the fans.
Because you go back to Survivor Series and what was going to happen and the way Becky Lynch was hot when she turned on Charlotte and she started this the man. And when Nia Jax punched her in the face and she couldn't fight Ronda at Survivor Series, Becky Lynch's stock through the fucking roof.
Yeah, she fucking skyrocketed, dude.
The roof on fucking Twitter.
She's owning her again on
Twitter. Holy shit. Like, she has taken off and it's very similar to like Austin and Bret Hart.
Right.
Like, Brett was the guy, and then Austin came in, and he was like, fuck authority, and fuck you, and what do you... You put an S in front of Hitman, that's what I think you... And Austin went straight up. It's the same thing with Becky. People turned on Brett super fast.
Well, Brett also shat out America for fucking ever, too.
Sure. Here.
No, I believe you're a killer, Ronnie. This is responding to Ronda Rousey. You were murdering that whole segment until the man bailed you out. She's so fucking hard on her, dude. It's great.
I thought Ronda did fine in that segment on Raw.
No, she was fine when she was back and forth with Becky.
Yes, but before that,
she was eating
when Bayley came out. Whoo,
yeah, but
she couldn't get through her promo.
Yeah, all right, which is she hasn't been doing this for like 5 years.
Oh, you'd be surprised the way you fucking listen to them blow her on fucking TV.
Yeah, because Ronda wrote to her, one big difference between you and me, everything you said last night was fantasy make-believe, and every word out of your mouth, out of my mouth, was a fact. And she said, no, I believe you're a killer. You were murdering that whole segment. she's the greatest.
I mean, I guess I'm more, I don't know. Like, I think Ronda's great. I really do. I think she's absolutely great. Did she suck last night on that segment until Becky came out? Yeah, probably, but I'm not ready to write somebody off because they have a bad night at the office.
That's fair. Well, you've been a supporter of Ronda since she got there, so I can understand that. I have,
but
not.
I'm not saying everything she's done has been amazing. I think that I think for the amount of time she's been in the business, she's incredible.
I don't know about that.
For the amount of time she's been in the wrestling business,
I don't think she's close to incredible now.
Nia Jax has been in longer, and there's female wrestlers who have been in the business longer than her who aren't as good as her.
They put Ronda in a lot of safe situations where Ronda looks really good.
Yeah, but she wasn't
one-on-one matches.
The tag match at WrestleMania, she was put in with.
Yeah, okay, but she's had great matches since then.
I don't know about great.
Well, her match with Sasha. Yeah, right.
I didn't have a problem with her matches. I didn't have a problem with her match versus Bayley on Monday Night Raw, and I liked her match against Sasha.
Yeah.
But when she put that microphone in her hand, it was bad. It was so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And it was weird because when Becky came out, and then they went back and forth, it clicked for her, and then she was fucking awesome.
Right.
Because Becky got her fired up.
But before that, holy shit. Yes, because she's the goofy fucking, like, she doesn't know how to react to the crowd.
I will give you this. When when she talks by herself, she doesn't come across as a pro wrestler. She doesn't have like the pro wrestler inflections, attitudes, this and that, where everyone else knows how to talk like a pro wrestler. So I will definitely give you that.
And I don't think she needs to react to the crowd.
Right.
And that's what she does, and that's what fucks her up. Because she holds the mic and she starts to talk and people are booing her.
You're gonna completely not get this comparison at first, but I want you to stay with me.
Okay.
Steve Mongo McMichael, when he became a pro wrestler, everyone shits on him as a horseman, but he came across to me as a pro wrestler. When he was a pro wrestler.
Yeah, because he cut a pretty decent promo.
Kevin Green, on the other hand, when he became a pro wrestler, although limited, but he still wrestled enough, he did not come across as a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
And Kevin Green was put in just as many high-profile spots as Mongo, Flair, Piper, this, that.
No, it's a fair point.
And Ronda Rousey comes across to me as Kevin Green, as opposed to a Mongo McMichael. Or a Brock Lesnar, for that matter, or a Ken Shamrock.
Speaking of green, we want to take some of your money. But as we always say every week, back after this. Hey, I know what you're thinking. Valentine's Day is coming. You need to get your significant other a gift. Whether it's a man, woman, or whatever he, she, or Zivzer wants to identify by, you can find any gift you're looking for by going to Amazon. But don't go directly to Amazon. No, 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 no. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as always. And your love for your significant other will get a little bit into our pockets. It'll help us out. It'll make us happy. And it'll make you happy. You'll be falling in love all over again. But this time, it's with the Shining Wizards.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from The Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
I feel like I'm in a spooky fucking, like, club.
Before we get back to our talk about the Royal Rumble, Monday Night Raw, NXT, and all things wrestling, we want you to be a part of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. How can you do that? Well, Shining Wizards Matt's going to tell you. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast, and you're going to donate $1, one single dollar. If you sign up, we mention you as a producer every week. We send out questions. You can answer. You can ask us anything you want. We don't mind. We don't care.
We'll ask you a bunch of questions.
And that's just what a dollar gets you. You could donate $5. You could donate $10. You could donate $20.
Would you like to have your name at ShiningWizards.com?
All right, that's not really a great selling point. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, I would love to have an email at ShiningWizards.com.
Yeah, so would I, and I'm a Shining Wizard.
Because you don't donate to our Patreon.
Fair enough. So if you want to donate, if you donate $1 a month, it's $12 for the year.
Yes.
You're going to spend that much on coffee tomorrow.
And you get mentioned every week.
Right. Does the fucking barista at Starbucks get your name wrong at least twice a day? Probably.
Dave Barista.
That's right. And I'm going to get your name wrong. We're going to thank those that support us. We got a couple new Patreon supporters.
Woohoo! Ring the Patreon bell.
William Mercer.
Yeah.
He just signed up for a Patreon. Sean Callejo, whose name I butchered again, from Australia. He actually sent us an email as to how to pronounce his name. But I didn't read it again.
Have
I read it.
Mercer.
Danny Rusinello.
Hey, your brother sucks.
Manny Kratzo. That's a bit aggressive,
Kratzo.
Tony.
Kratzky, Magatsky.
Mike Martinelli.
Mikey!
Cindy Ardone. Kathy Hummer.
Hummer! Hey, guys, what
and
a cheesesteak?
Sean Toe.
I got nothing. That's the one thing we couldn't think of anything to say.
We love you, Sean. We love both our Seans. Sorry, yeah, I turned it down. I want to make sure people hear their names, bro.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you don't know your name.
Can I throw a shout-out in there, too, real quick?
Did this person give you a dollar?
No, it's not Patreon-related, but I have to do it because I said I would.
Oh, shit.
It's like, for
now or later?
I can do it whenever.
No,
later.
Do it now.
Later.
Do it
no,
now.
Later works.
I'll do it now that you said it.
Now, yeah. Now. How now, brown cow? A podcast buddy of mine, his name is Scott Brennan. Their names are Scott Brennan.
No, man, come on. We're
no,
just
no, go ahead,
on.
Do
go
it.
Ahead,
they just had...
wait, who? You have to say who. I muted
Verbal Shenanigans podcast. Scott Brennan and Mike Berlow had Psycho Sid as a guest on their show yesterday, and it's just released now. So I want to give a shout out. They mentioned our podcast. They asked Sid a question that I had. For him.
Really? Was it if he hits the fastball or the curveball better?
No, it was actually about the when he came back to replace the Ultimate Warrior in 1996, that international incident, and what it was like dealing with the Warrior and that whole replacement situation. Because he was teammates with Shawn Michaels and Ahmed Johnson, and the last time we saw Sid, he was feuding with Shawn Michaels. So.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Ah, you guys are good. Shout out to Scott, Mike, Verbal
Shenanigans. I was doing my Sid impression. You threw it right down the middle, and I knocked it out of the park.
It was either that or he jumps up and he stabs you with a pair of scissors.
That's it. Podbean, Verbal Shenanigans. Check them out.
One sweet.
Fuck. No, it's too sweet, guys. Too sweet.
Come on. They were invited guests of Psycho Sid for this.
Someone's got to carry his bats.
That's it.
Come on now.
Who washed his windows with the squeegee? Boo. Fucking big retard.
All right.
Wow.
Come on, what's the R word?
I have half the mind that you do.
We're live, pal. Such a fucking dolt. Wait.
I have.
Isn't Sid a two-time champion? Two-time WWF champion?
Yes.
You know what that means, Kev?
Oh, Jesus
He's
Christ.
He's a fucking loser.
You know why that's important in NXT? It's because it doesn't happen all that often. They played on...
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you bring up a great point. Why is it that on NXT they're like the only two-time champion, the only two-time tag team, the only two-time? Right. Who cares?
Because in NXT it was so few and far between that it ever happened.
Yeah, it happened to Ring of Honor 20 years ago too, and nobody gives a shit about it anymore. So they should just move on with that nonsense.
Like Nia Jax was the first woman in two Royal Rumbles. Nia Jax was the first woman to get elimination in two Royal Rumbles. Nia Jax was eliminated from. Who cares?
Well, I'll give you that because there was only.
They're making statistics just to have statistics now. Nobody gives a shit.
What have I always said about these stupid Royal Rumble things? Like every.
Kevin just threw his pen.
But it wasn't at Tony. I agree. Everything's about fucking statistics, and it kills me. And like every time, I don't think they did it this much this year.
Oh, they did.
We're like, what? When someone ran out, they're like, in 1989, he was the only three people won this from this spot.
Yeah, they did it with Titus O'Neil, right? And they did it with who's the conga line guy now? No Way Jose.
Yes.
Oh, maybe he got thrown out in less than a second. Oh, the record for the second was Santino Morello, and
the JBL was the worst at that.
Was he worse than the women's Royal Rumble panel? Because they were fucking atrocious.
I don't mind Beth Phoenix, dude. I like her on commentary.
I didn't mind Beth Phoenix either. It was the other three dolts that were ruining it because she was like trying.
Yes.
And they were like, yuck, yuck, Mandy Rose, Cody Graves, he's got a boner for Mandy Rose.
Yeah, the Mandy Rose shit was fucking awful. Yeah.
You fucking creepy.
You can't be like, it's women's time and it's evolution time and then just be a fucking creepo.
Didn't they... If I'm not mistaken, didn't someone say the word boner in the commentary about Corey Graves?
I think someone called him perverted.
Yes, Renee Cole or Renee definitely called him perverted.
Yes, Renee Cole.
I don't think they said boner.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Vince might have been like, Zay's got a boner.
Yeah, he's throbbing at ringside.
I thought I heard boner on there.
He's getting jizz all over the floor. God damn it, my feet are sticky.
Ah, why is Beth Phoenix talking about wrestling?
She looks so good, dude.
Beth Phoenix
looks amazing.
You know what was tough for me? It was when Renee and Beth would talk back to back. I didn't know which one was which.
Well, if you listen for about 30 seconds, you could always tell the stupid one's Renee. Absolutely.
I had so much.
She's bad, dude. She even on Raw, dude. Like she'll say something and they just ignore her. They just like she's like, come on, you gotta hit him. It's like fucking listening to Elvira call the fucking match.
I had so much high hope for Renee Young. I thought she was really good because she was good in NXT.
That's what everybody says, but.
And I thought she was good at first. Now I'm just like.
You know what it is? It's the three man, and she doesn't know when to get in. And the other who
Corey Graves, I just hate.
No, yeah, Corey Graves is a pain in the ass. But it's the same mode. Wasn't there a third guy doing the NXT
Brie mode?
Who's doing NXT? Who's the third guy?
Percy
doing
Watson.
That? Like it's the same shit, dude. Like you.
He's getting better though.
But that third person is just so weird because they don't blend in. You know, there's been successful three man booths. It's just not working for WWE for whatever reason.
There's times on like 205 Live or Main Event where Percy Watts, it's just Percy Watson and Mauro Ranallo or Todd Phillips, and it's actually really good.
Now, wait a minute. Give me a little history. Who was Percy Watson? Like, he used
NXT. Before NXT was a brand, he was on the show where, like, you had, like, a pro. And even when it became its own brand, he was on it.
Okay.
But that
I
was
thought
when
I remember him from something on like the actual roster.
He was around the same time when EC3 was around the first time, Titus O'Neil was around.
Okay. All right, cool.
So he's been, but then they brought him back to me seemingly out of nowhere because he had been gone, I think.
Yeah, he was gone from 2013 to 2016. He did a lot of stuff on the independent circuit.
And then they brought him, which I don't remember ever seeing him around here, to be honest with you.
No, he really didn't do much around here.
I mean, like when Darren Young got let go, I remember seeing Darren Young around.
Well, Darren Young is a local boy. He trained at IWF, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
So. Did you see the inside of his butt?
The gaper? Gaping Darren Young.
We are live from Darren Young's butt.
You know, he was in the Royal Rumble. You didn't hear him whistle when he ran to the ring?
I didn't. They really played up that Titus O'Neil entry, too.
Oh, how fucking dumb. And then he got eliminated quick anyway, didn't he? Yeah, it was terrible.
Stupid.
But what else happened in between the matches?
Commercials.
We had...
Oh, my God. So much in between, dude.
Well, they had to fill 5 hours.
Oh, Daniel Bryan, AJ. Let's talk about that first. Wasn't feeling it. I don't like it. I don't like Daniel Bryan in that lead heel role, dude.
Really?
It feels weird with him carrying a match.
I thought your beef was going to be with Eric Rowan coming out.
Oh, we didn't get to that part yet. That was kind of the shits, too.
I'm interested to see where they go with that.
I know exactly where they're going with it.
Where are they going with that? Beard Brothers?
Luke Harper, Rowan, Bryan, AJ, Good Brothers.
Really?
Right. It's gotta be.
That's not a bad idea.
I thought they were gonna do it right then and there.
But that ties up the world title, and then that's the case.
Yeah, well, you can do that in Elimination Chamber.
Ooh.
Because the focus of the chamber, you're right, is gonna be on the.
But wait. But the chamber's whose pay per view?
They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, that's right. Fuck me. What am I thinking of? Fucking A.
When they did it before.
Good job, Kevin.
Well, Matt said it first.
You should say, that's a stupid question, Tony. Sorry.
No, you're fine. We kind of touched on Ronda and Sasha. I thought that was a good match.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Oh, and that teased a little something, too, at the end.
Oh, we didn't talk about Becky Lynch's nipple coming out. You guys saw the blackout during the title match, right?
I did not notice it.
You didn't notice it, but it blacked out clearly for like 2 seconds.
I noticed that. I just thought that was just my connection.
No, it was a Heine situation.
Wait, a hiney or a nipple?
It was a hiney situation because they did the same thing to Sasha last week.
What's a hiney? Oh, the hiney situation.
Yeah, like when her hiney came out.
Yeah, but her hiney still had the flesh-toned stockings over it.
Yeah, but apparently nipples came out.
On her hiney?
No.
That'd be weird.
Titty McGee came out for Becky Lynch. Stick with the story.
No, I'm with you. You're just saying it totally wrong.
I didn't even realize it.
Yeah,
it was the blackout, and I the first thought was something came out we weren't supposed to see, and we didn't see it.
Guess they nipped that in the bud.
Yes, they did. Good, I like the pun.
All right,
very, very clever.
Thanks. That. You know, it doesn't hurt to laugh.
I don't have to laugh to enjoy something. I mean, really. Do you like the AJ Daniel Bryan title match?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought it was good.
Thought it was fun.
I like Daniel Bryan as a heel.
It's just weird having him lead a match after being the underdog for so long, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
It's just you.
And the ending was... I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird that Rowan
Eric
was out there.
Rowan. Holy... Eric Rowan. What, the fucking flannels and pajamas?
I'll tell you what. I don't know if it was the way they shot him, but he looked fucking giant.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the ring with AJ Styles and Daniel
even
Bryan.
No, when he was standing outside the ring, his arms looked massive.
They're big, dude. Him and fucking Luke Harper, they're huge guys.
It's weird, though, because Rowan was always the less over of the two, so why they decided to go with him right away, unless they're building towards...
Is Luke Harper hurt?
They're both hurt, but they're both coming back. Like they're both cleared, I think, from what I've read.
Gotcha.
So I guess if they're building to this stable clash, and as according to Bruce Pritchard, Vince always loves factions. So if they are leading to this Bludgeon Brothers, which is weird though, because the last time we saw him, he was a Bludgeon Brother with a fucking goat mask on, and now he's just walking out in street clothes,
flannel, which is weird. Guy. He's a real man's man.
That's right.
Hey, did you count how many botches there were in that Women's Royal Rumble match, by the way?
There was a lot.
It was dog shite, dude.
The early part of that was tough to watch.
Once it got to about like 21, 22, it got better, but it was bad, dude.
But I got to give the announcers credit for not really drawing that much attention to them, because once they happened... After the time went on, I'd forgot about them.
There were a lot of people like falling, slipping, missing stuff.
Yep.
Well, Lacey Evans was number one, right?
I don't see what the big harangue is.
I think she's great. She didn't have the best first showing, in my opinion, because she was the one who happened to have a lot of those.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When did it become like you have to hit your finisher in the Royal Rumble?
When they started running out of just doing punchy, kicky stuff, I guess.
And then why does everyone have to climb to the fucking top rope? Someone should have pushed the pirate into the fucking fifth row.
Oh, leave the pirate
alone.
Fuck
her and her fucking pot of
You know
pool.
Who
Let
I
me
liked?
Ask you th- oh, go ahead.
The girl from China. What's her name? Zima Ion?
No.
Yo, she's got a great look. She wears like the fucking, like the Chinese
robe. She's another
robe.
Tough guy.
She's thick too, man.
Zia,
I'm all in with her. I got to find some more of her shit.
You know who I'm all in on?
Uh-oh.
Casey Catanzaro?
Yep. Because she's a Towson University alumni, just like myself.
All I kept thinking was it was Casey Cattell for some reason. Like
that's what I was about to say.
And she's like, she's kind of small like her too, you know? Oh, you know what's cool? When she fucking did the handstand and she wrapped her legs around the post.
Nope, I'm done with that.
I hope fucking Kofi Kingston drowns in a bathtub. Like fucking Whitney Houston's family. You fucking suck.
And now, because there's a Women's Royal Rumble, someone has to do that here too.
Well,
so
no, Naomi
so
did
Naomi
it
does it, and then Casey Cattell does it. Even though, listen, I love you, Towson Tigers, but still, like.
That's all it takes. You're such a fucking homer. That's all it takes.
You went to I think she's very talented, though, dude.
She went to the same college as you, so you're like.
I like the Haas brothers. They were Seton Hall grads.
I'm a big. Yeah, I love Seton Hall.
See?
Well, how you got to fuck out. Where's your allegiance? You got like 100 colleges here.
I have two.
Kurt Hawkins and Zach Ryder.
No, because see, I grew up. Both my parents went to Seton Hall. My dad teaches at Seton Hall. I had season tickets for the basketball team since I was 5 years old. I'd go to Seton Hall basketball games. First college I was accepted to was Seton Hall. I didn't go because
I'm surprised
I wanted
you didn't stay close here.
Because I wanted to be away, so I went to Towson.
Oh,
Towson sports sucks.
Oh hi, Mark.
What?
He was doing the chief, so I went with the room reference, and I called you a Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
I am a Mark.
I did not hit her. It's bullshit. Oh, hi, Mark. Nothing? Nothing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Tommy was so reference?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nah, you're that one wizard would have got it.
The dead one?
Yeah.
I am the wizard.
Zia Lee.
God, R.I.P. wizard.
Zia Lee? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Zia.
Zia Lee?
Leah.
Lie? L-I?
I don't
know. Woo, woo, woo.
She was awesome.
And I like Io Shirai. I liked her. Oh, Rhea Ripley's hot, by the way.
Yes.
I know you were on the fence.
I think she is as well.
She's Wait, which hot. One's Rhea Ripley?
The British. She was the first NXT UK women's champion.
Okay. You know who I like? The one tough girl from SmackDown. The one that kind of wears the skirt with the fucking leather gloves.
Crazy Mary
Dobson. Sonya Deville.
Sonya Deville. Yes. She's a looker.
You got no chance, buddy.
Too bad she don't like you.
Yeah. That's all right.
Or your kind.
I'll serve her the vag. It's all right. I'll say, here you go. Have some pussy, you fat fuck. See, Kev, that's a callback.
They couldn't have just let Becky be in the Rumble. She had to, like, come out and plead her case.
Lana can't limp for shit, dude.
Well, we Lana all know was terrible.
You're criticizing somebody's fake
it
limping?
It was so bad, though. Come on. I'm so glad Nia Jax kicked her in the tits. It was fucking great. Stupid bitch. And then she picked her up and she gave her a Ric Flair drop on the fucking leg onto that shit on the outside of the ring. That was awesome. That was awesome. Nia still sucks, but
are you clear on who Crazy Mary Dobson is now?
Yes. And it was, dude, it blew my world when Crazy Mary was in there with Nikki Cross. Okay. I was like, what in the fuck? Shit was exploding. My fucking laptop started smoking. My boner came out of my drawers.
I like the... I got a laugh out of the Zelina Vega spot when she hit under the ring.
And then
fucking Hornswoggle was there.
That was cool.
That was so fucking weird.
That was fucking funny. I guess Zelina Vega is afraid of midgets.
And the best part was, who stared him down when he was in the ring and he fucking hightailed it out of there to get away from her?
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, he chased her out, and then when he was in the ring, somebody was giving him the eye like they were going to beat the shit out of him, and he just kind of waved them off and slid out of the ring to chase what's-her-name up the ramp? Zelina.
I don't remember.
It was a moment.
It was cool seeing Candice LeRae there.
Yes.
I can't stand Peyton Royce or Billie Kay. That's
hello! Oh, the fucking Iconics? Fucking
terrible.
Yeah, they are.
I'm waiting for Peyton!
They're bad, dude. They should be on fucking, like, spit roast videos where, like, a bunch of dudes just jack off on them and stuff. Seriously. What?
You're a fucking demented person.
You, like,
fucking,
the last...
I'm a ghoul, dude.
The last 2.5 minutes of this podcast will never get back. Because of you.
How do you guys feel about Maria Kanellis being in the role?
I liked it.
She looked good.
I thought she was going to get eliminated in a second.
She had a great moment with Alicia.
How dare... Fox.
Alicia.
She's taking my gimmick. Just stealing my gimmick that I stole from
Noam Dar. She overreacted too much to the whole hat thing. But I'm telling you, bro. Every time I see Alicia Fox lately...
Fox.
I like her more and more. She has turned such a fucking corner with me. I don't know what it is, but I just get a kick out of watching her fucking work, dude.
You know, she's in that qualifying tag team match next week. She's teaming with Nikki Cross.
Yes.
Cross.
Yeah, but...
Nikki Cross.
Yeah, but they're taking on fucking Bailey and what's her name, right?
The Boston Huggers.
Yeah, what is that shit? I don't...
Bailey and... Oh, yeah. The Boss Buddies.
Yeah, but...
That's what I call
them. I like the Boston Huggers better.
The Huggin'
she referred... What she referred to her as the Boston Huggers last night, right?
Did she?
Bailey?
Pretty the sure Boston Huggers? Is Raw in Boston?
No.
Is it in Rawson?
No, what's her name?
Sasha Banks.
She's from Boston.
Fucking listeners are going to stab
Sasha
us.
Sasha Banks.
So Becky won.
Becky won.
Gives a shit.
Gives a shit.
Fucking nonsense.
Whoa! You don't like the whole thing where she was like, she fell out of the ring and she, Nia fucking hurt her leg and she couldn't walk and
everybody
shit?
Fucking fell through the middle ropes. And both Royal Rumbles.
Yeah, I don't.
They're not eliminated. Their feet didn't touch the ground.
Yeah. I definitely could do without the whole spot fest on the outside.
Bee-bee-coggy, boo-boo.
Doo-doo-caca.
And fucking Seth Rollins laying in the fucking a heap of shit. And then they act like they forgot that him and Braun Strowman were in it. Did you really think?
I forgot they were in it.
That doesn't surprise me. You fucking forget everything.
No. Well, I forgot that. The
Devils were playing.
I don't. No. I'm trying to remember exactly what.
Like, at one moment where you're like, wow, Andrade and fucking Dolph Ziggler, the winners going to WrestleMania?
I don't think I ever thought that, but I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, something's going to happen. I forgot that one of them was in it.
So you didn't like the Men's Royal Rumble either?
It was fine.
Who were the other secrets? It was Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
Oh, Johnny Gargano was in there.
Gargano was there.
Aleister Black.
I'd say Kurt Hawkins was a pretty big surprise.
Surprise that he eliminated someone.
Main event anyway.
And Mustafa Ali got his elimination on Samoa Joe.
Oh, Kurt Hawkins.
Eliminated Jinder Mahal, right?
Yes. And Mustafa Ali.
Eliminated Samoa Joe, didn't he?
And Aleister Black eliminated Dean Ambrose.
No, Mustafa. Did you say Mustafa? I'm sorry. Yes. To everybody. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm 100 miles an hour over here.
Winners all around.
Everybody gets a win. Gargano, Aleister Black, Pete Dunne.
Yep.
Pete Dunne was awesome in there, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, Pete Dunne had a really nice showing.
I think it's kind of weird doing that joint manipulation shit in the middle of a Royal Rumble, but then again, they fucking fly around.
I'd rather see that than a fucking finisher.
Everyone does that now.
The joint manipulation?
Yeah, who did it on...
Somebody did it in NXT. You're right. Who was doing that in NXT? Somebody was doing it.
Was it... Who?
Was it Kyle O'Reilly doing it?
No. Well, he does it too, but I think it was in the women's match. I think it was...
I don't remember.
Shauna, as you...
Oh, no. Chris Hero was doing it. He was.
Everyone does the thing where they pull their hands back. That's Pete Dunne's thing, but everyone does it. Like, it was done a bunch of times over the weekend.
Oh, shit. One of the women did one of the guy's finishers. I forget who the fuck it was. Somebody did the angle slam. It's like, and they just called it the Olympic slam. It was like, come on. I don't know. Don't take somebody's finish.
Who the fuck
use it as a fucking transition, dude.
Why? Pro wrestling. It's been around forever.
Yeah, but that ain't cool. Like, Kurt Angle's still wrestling. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's kind of fucked.
Maybe it's an homage.
Finn Balor match with Brock was awesome.
It was awesome.
Did you see Brock hurt his balls? How great was that? And when he fucking went to pick up Finn for the fucking overhead, and Finn's ass hit him in the dick, and he fucking fell and he yelled shit, and they bleeped it. How great was that,
dude? You're noticing all this.
I don't think it was his balls. I think they were trying to play up his ab.
No, it was his balls, dude. He kept grabbing his balls. Dude, when he picked up Finn's asshole hit him right in the fucking dick.
And
he
his fucking... asshole, really?
It was, dude. Watch it back.
No, I think they're playing up that he hit his fucking abs.
He hit his balls,
on
dude.
The corner of the table.
It was his balls, and he hit it twice.
No, that's the story they were telling.
About his balls, Brock's balls.
They were telling a story.
He hit his balls, damn it. His big, meaty, fucking UFC balls.
We gotta stop stealing other people's shit.
What do you mean?
That's Bruce Pritchard.
Who gives a fuck? It's Vince McMahon. What are you talking about? You want me to do Bruce Pritchard? I love balls.
All right,
big
balls.
And you know, juicy balls.
That's now you're Jerry Jarrett.
Well, goddamn, he's got big fucking balls and he hurt him, motherfucker.
Now you're just Jim Cornette.
Oh, hey, I think he hurt his balls, boss. His balls are probably very vascular.
This is all now your just, fault.
Johnny, this is your fault, dude. Yeah. You fucking brought this on yourself. You brought down the thunder, brother.
This is one of the reasons why I don't like Finn, the character. Why was he not the Beast?
Because he was going to lose.
Because he was going to lose.
First of all, he's also not Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, dick.
The demon, whatever.
Retard.
Whatever.
Because if he loses...
if you're going to lose...
That gimmick is over.
You can't ruin that gimmick, dude.
That's why is he the fucking demon against Baron Corbin?
Because that was a waste. They requested that because Baron Corbin's feud with him was the shit.
The biggest match of his career.
He went from fucking like main eventing to fighting Baron fucking Corbin. That's why he brought out.
No, but you bring that out because that's a win, number one, and it keeps the gimmick alive. If you bring that out and you lose with that, it defeats all purpose of bringing it out.
I disagree
ever again.
Because this was an amazing showing, and it did not look Finn look bad. Did not make Finn look bad at all.
Yeah. Right.
So if he comes out as the Beast and he still loses, it's not like he got beat by the fucking demon. Whatever. It's not like he got beat by Baron Corbin. He got beat by Brock fucking Lesnar.
And how cool was it with the coup de grace, the pin into the Kimura? That was fucking awesome.
And I also think, going back to Matt, is that they're still trying to rebuild Finn as Finn first. So I don't think it was the right time to bring back the demon. Again, I'm doing a 180 on this because I thought that they should have done that initially. The more I thought about it, it's like, they got to rebuild Finn for every day. So maybe one day if they fight again, yeah, definitely bring out the demon. But at this point, I think it was too soon because they're still in a rebuild of Finn.
Well, that feud with Bobby Lashley is really going to put him up on a pedestal.
That's not where they're going, I don't think.
What? Did you not watch Raw last
night? I watched Raw last night. I think they're doing I thought that I saw Seth Rollins is taking on Bobby Lashley at Fastlane.
At the Elimination Chamber?
Fastlane.
Two pay-per-views between now and Mania.
No, just one.
No. Isn't it Fastlane and Elimination
Fastlane,
Chamber?
The locally advertised matches are already out there for Fastlane.
So it's we have the Elimination Chamber and, oh, God, yeah. February and March?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
So maybe they're going with that towards Chamber.
God, that's fucking bad. Now I got it. Okay, so what do we got next? Next is Elimination Chamber.
Wait, Mickie James whiffed on a kick in a forearm. Yeah, she looked like shit.
Who that?
Lacey Evans, she had to run up the back of her pantyhose, which was a nice touch for her gimmick. I don't know if you noticed that. That was cool.
I didn't.
Let me see. Yeah, haha, Brock's balls. All right, that was all the other notes.
We already just talked about all this.
Can we talk about fucking Shane McMahon? Can we talk about the fucking bar? Can we talk about how awful fucking Shane McMahon is? How he should fucking leap and just fucking continue to fly into the air and just disappear out the fucking roof of the Cobo Hall or whatever they fucking wrestle?
By all means, talk while I go to the bathroom.
It was fucking bad, dude. Look. All right. Enough with the...
Shane McMahon's punches suck.
No, I got better ones this time. You tired of the Shane McMahon punches? How about everybody that goes, oh, Shane's the man. You know what I read today? Shane McMahon's just as good as Mick Foley because he puts his body on the line to make the fans happy.
You gotta stop paying attention to the fucking trolls, bro.
But this is the obvious fucking... This is what pisses me off about the world today. People get one thought in their head and they don't fucking do any thought, any fucking thinking. They just run with it. Shane McMahon is not like Mick Foley. Why? Because he fucking jumped off the Titantron? Why? Because he fucking dove off a Hell in a Cell? Why? Because he puts himself through a table? Newsflash, the guy wrestles fucking four times a year and he didn't wrestle for fucking 20 years before this recent fucking run that he's had. So enough with the bullshit, dude. Mick Foley was throwing himself through fucking milk crates, tables, flaming tables, barbed wire, thumbtacks, you name it. He was doing it probably fucking five nights a week at some point in his career.
And also wrestling.
And actually fucking wrestling matches. Shane McMahon looks like a fucking out of shape, fucking middle-aged man.
Sweat hog!
Which is what he is, dude. It's what he is. Oh, he hit a shooting star press. Great.
I loved it.
Fuck it. I bet you that fucking Warbeard Hansen can do a shooting star press.
Book
it's
him.
Not fucking impressive, dude.
Shane McMahon is going to interject himself in the main event
and
against
Daniel
Bryan.
And he didn't even land right, dude. He landed like a fucking load on top of Cesaro.
No,
Cesaro, who grinds every fucking night of the week. It's bullshit. It really is. This should have been the fucking, they should have fucking had a miscommunication. They should have lost this match. They could have had their fucking match at WrestleMania, and then fucking Shane can lose.
They are going to have their match at WrestleMania.
But they don't need this fucking tag title stop.
We just said there's two pay-per-views in between and countless SmackDown.
Fucking stupid. We need less Shane McMahon on our televisions.
I agree with that, but if they're going to do it, it was cool for me. That was a shooting Shane press.
Absolute dog shit. And then they're fucking hugging Dana Warrior. Oh, and here, Corey Graves can eat my fucking handbag, handjob, fucking jism out of my fucking palm. And this is why. Because he's such a fucking piece of shit. Shane and The Miz are celebrating with all these fucking randos at ringside. Like, Dana Warrior gets a hug from The Miz. Who the fuck is Dana Warrior to get a hug from the fucking Miz at ringside? But irrespective of that,
Shut up.
The Miz's father is at ringside, and this cockstained fucking Corey Graves goes, you know, he's so proud. His son is a fucking tag team champion of the world. This is such a great moment. It's something his father's been looking forward to for his entire career. You fucking asshat. How many times has The Miz won tag titles? Did he win one with John Morrison? I'm not sure. He won one with the fucking Big Show.
Yes.
He won fucking tons of tag belts. Not to mention, the guy is a former fucking WWE champion who headlined WrestleMania. Dude, I don't know about you guys, but if your father's fucking happiness only because you're a tag team champion with Shane McMahon and fuck all else you did, if you're a former fucking WWE champion, eat a bag of fucking rotten pussy fucking lips.
Oh my God, dickhead. With the fucking language.
Oh, what if I said dicks, it would be okay?
You said fuck everything. That, you said everything.
Fuck that, dude. It annoyed me so much. You fucking piece of shit. The guy's a former world champion. And Kevin, he lost that belt. What is what does that
mean? Makes him a loser.
You fucking loser.
But he's my favorite loser.
Oh, my God. I love The Miz too much for this bullshit. I really do. I was so aggravated. Sorry, I needed that rant.
That's okay.
I completely fucking
that was worth
needed
it.
That rant.
It's okay. So we made it through our first NXT pay-per-view and Royal Rumble.
Did we finish Rumble?
Yeah.
We're okay with it?
We're okay with it.
Yeah, we're okay with it.
Tied a bow on it.
What'd you think of Ziggler being in the final three?
I was okay with it.
He was here to show the world.
I feel like he always ends up in, like, the final four.
He does.
Did you ever have a feeling like Dolph Ziggler might win this?
No.
I didn't either. I didn't either. And that was disappointing.
You know what was disappointing?
Why were you guys waiting for me?
No, it was cute the way you made that little slurpy noise.
You know what was disappointing? My picks.
Kevin just yacked all over his fucking laptop. Oh, man.
Because I didn't notice that first, and then I heard me do it, and that was funny.
Oh, my God.
You know what was disappointing? My picks this week.
Oh, wait. You want pick music?
Please, give me pick music.
All right, here. We'll take the one that... Oh, fuck. We'll take the one that you liked earlier.
We haven't really figured out what we're doing in terms of who has the worst record at the end of the year.
It's time for the Wizards picks!
But at this rate, it looks like it's going to be me, because I put together fucking Miami Dolphin-esque pick weekend. Holy shit.
Where's that pen that I threw?
On the floor.
On the floor, right there.
Stupid ass.
Damn it.
Right by the, right there.
That's it.
You don't need the pen, dude. You're all right.
What do you need the pen for? Hey,
you don't need the pen.
I'll keep a tally.
You got
an Excel spreadsheet?
I do, actually.
He really does. This is fucking amazing. I would take a picture of it. He's got some bookmarks open. I don't want anybody to see.
There's no bookmarks open.
Gapingassholes.com?
No. It's your computer.
Hey, now. Kayfabe.
So... Kevin walked away with the best record all weekend.
Of course he did, because he's the man.
He went 3-2 at TakeOver, and he went 8-2 with the Royal Rumble.
He fucking picked Becky Lynch.
He did pick Becky Lynch.
You're the fucking Swami Salami over here.
He knows.
And he also picked the War Raiders at NXT, and that's what gave him the three wins. Me and you went 2-3 at NXT.
Yeah.
And I was feeling pretty good with myself.
Oh, no. He fucking shit take.
I went fucking 5-5 at the Royal Rumble.
How did I do?
You went 7-3.
Woohoo!
And then Kevin 8-2. Kevin only lost on the Finn Brock match and his Royal Rumble pick.
Which were my ballsy picks?
You lost with The Bar, Charlotte Flair, and Rusev.
The tag belt screwed it for me. The War Raiders and The Bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what screwed me up. I had Rollins.
I can't believe we all had Aleister Black to win the NXT TakeOver Championship.
Yeah, never going to happen.
And we all had Ricochet to keep the North American Championship.
We all did?
Yeah.
You know why? Because I was thinking Gargano and the War Raiders might have been getting called up, you know? Which, I mean, Gargano was in the Rumble, but...
But I was pleasantly surprised with the ending of TakeOver, which we didn't talk about. Gargano and Ciampa standing tall, both with championship belts. So that was cool. So I'm actually kind of glad that I got that one wrong.
Be interesting to see what happens.
This is cool. No, I like this idea. I like that we're going to run with this now.
So after the weekend, I was an abysmal 7-8. Tony is 9-6, and woo-hoo. Kevin is 11-4. He's standing tall.
Kevin's crushing.
He had Nakamura.
Come
and,
on. Do that one more time.
Come on. And he had Becky Lynch win in the Women's Rumble.
That was a killer pick. That
I mean, you had Rollins, so.
Yeah, well, but I can't win them all.
No. So we'll do this for all the big fast lanes, the WrestleManias, the Ring of Honor pay-per-views, the fucking.
Oh,
we're doing Ring of Honor, too?
We're doing those, too?
Why wouldn't we?
That's a lot, dude.
I think we should keep this strictly WWE. Only because those are the ones that I'm pretty confident that I'll be guaranteed to watch. There's no, like, you know what I mean? No? Nothing?
No, I don't like that at all.
Oh,
I'm not saying, like...
Because I don't know enough about Ring of Honor to...
That's the thing. Like, I'm just starting to learn...
I'm not saying, like... I'm saying the Ring of Honor has, like, 4 pay-per-views a year. Not all the... Like, the Tag Wars. Like, their pay-per-views. We could talk about this off the air.
You know, yeah, we could... Maybe we could do pay-per-views.
Like, Impact's gonna do 4.
Oh, we're doing Impact, too?
We have to.
I can't even watch Impact anymore.
You have Twitch? Watch it on Twitch.
You're going to give me fucking seizures.
I did watch Impact on Twitch the other night, actually.
Yeah, but you didn't watch the Impact show that you were supposed to watch.
That's a good point.
Oh, do we have Impact notes this week?
No, because I have other notes about other things.
Some big-time news and notes about Impact, well, but behind the scenes, well, but we can go on.
But, no, final grades Royal Rumble. What do you think?
I give it a B.
A B?
Yeah.
You hated it, and you gave it a B?
The man's perfection.
I hated the men's Royal Rumble, but outside of the rest of the show, I was okay with it.
You were okay with the women's Royal Rumble?
Yeah. I mean, I took it for what it was.
Even though it was like fucking botchamania in a fucking box?
I mean, it's a Royal Rumble. There's only so much you can do in the ring. Again, I hate that everyone hits a finisher, and I hate that they use the top rope so much, because nobody just walks over and pushes somebody off the top rope.
But it beats the shit out of everybody just hanging on the ropes, like hooking on to them, trying to push them out.
Like I said, the men's, I just hated the men's that Rollins was like laying outside for like 15 minutes. You know, like that takes away from like...
No, you're right, it does.
Like he wins, great, but like Mysterio came in at 2 and he was in the mat the whole match, right?
2?
Yeah.
Like Ric Flair coming in at...
All right, overall, yeah, I thought you meant...
You know, Ric Flair running the table.
When he won it, he came like, in at number 2.
When they win and they're there the whole time, like that means like... I get it. Like,
no, fair enough.
He got put through the fucking table by Bobby Lashley.
Lashley got eliminated. Like,
what if Kurt Hawkins won? He was under the ring for a little bit. What if he had won it?
I'm okay with that because that's thinking with your brain.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not taking a nap.
Oh,
like fucking Roman Reigns did for like 30 minutes in that one Rumble.
That's the other thing. They did that spot in both Rumbles,
right?
With Zelina Vega and Kurt Hawkins.
They have to.
It's weird.
Got to fucking just keep it going. Kev, what's your grade?
A.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, Kevin likes the Royal Rumbles in general. So.
I thought the entire show was great. I thought it was a lot of fun. I'm actually going to watch it again.
Tony Z?
You know what? I'm going to go for a B. I think your B is a little generous, to be honest with you, considering that you didn't like certain things, but I'll go B.
All right.
That's, you know, right. you all heard my opinions on Corey Graves and all the other botchalicious stuff that I found, but yeah, overall, pretty solid show.
So I thought
this was the most comparable show to... The TakeOver prior.
There you go.
I was very delirious yesterday because I was running.
Oh, you're wearing
like,
a mask and booking matches?
Yes, because I was running on like 4 hours of sleep. So I watched did you guys watch the WrestleMania 34 special?
Is that the one where Brock Lesnar threw the title at? I only saw that clip.
Only thing worth talking about, and they don't fucking cover it at all. That's how it starts, and that's how it ends.
When did this debut?
It aired after the Royal Rumble, but I didn't watch it till last
night. No, I didn't even know what was happening. Now
it's one of those.
I'm gonna watch it.
You know, 24 original.
Yeah,
it's it's great. WWE does a great job producing this. The show starts with Brock coming through, Gorilla. What do you mean?
I like to go in fresh.
You like to go in fresh? It's fucking been all over the place. You're on your fucking phone all day. I don't know how you didn't see this.
Not on my phone all day.
You literally are on your phone all day.
Not when I'm home. When I'm out, I'm on my phone. When I'm home, I'm
so
not.
So weird. He comes through Gorilla, and he throws the championship belt at Vince.
You know why? Because he was going Gorilla.
And Vince says, hey, asshole.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you get. It fucking... Did you fart?
No, it's probably your breath, you holy fucking stinky prick.
Could have been the beer that I...
It annoys the
shit
out of me.
Oh, I smell that, too. What is that?
I don't know.
I farted in the bathroom like a half hour ago.
No, that would have fucking
dissipated. It annoyed the shit out of me because it's the only thing I really wanted to know more about, and they don't cover it at all.
Rumor was, who did he wrestle at 34?
Roman Reigns, and
he
beat
rumor
the shit
was,
out of him.
He wanted to put over Roman that day. Like, that was in his mind. Like, that was the plan. And
what
when
the
they called
fuck
him,
are you doing?
And when they called
checking
him,
to see if anything got out there.
He shit his pants.
So he stuck his bare hand down his...
No, underneath. Underneath.
Ew. Ew, whatever. Kevin
what
just...
would you have done if you took your hand out and there was shit
did
on
you just
it?
Check your oil?
What would you have done?
So I
would
have gone to the bathroom and cleaned up.
That would have been weird. You had a shit hand.
All right, come on. We got news and notes. We got to get through this. No, rumor has it was he was pissed that he didn't put Roman Reigns over, so he fucking threw the belt at Vince. And that's
bro, why. Road Dogg is sitting on the end.
Spend my day.
And Vince is up against the wall. And bro, he doesn't.
I know,
he
fucking
just
throws
it and
it.
Keeps walking. He throws it.
Right, I remember hearing the story when
crazy,
it,
but they don't cover it at all.
Yeah, that's a big mistake. You
I watched the whole thing. Like
that.
They opened with it, and I'm like, this is gonna be good. Like nothing. They talk to Roman Reigns, and he's like, every blood, sweat, tear to the bone. Good production by WWE though.
Ooh,
cool.
Can I bring up something that's gonna lead into the biggest news of the day?
Sure.
So Nia Jax, apparently, the reason why she was in the Men's Royal Rumble is because they wanted to play around with doing a little more intergender stuff. Because apparently, there was a survey after the Mixed Match Challenge, that the women and men didn't wrestle each other. Apparently, this was a thing that people were worried about. And somebody in WWE said, you know what, that's not a bad idea. Let's test the waters. So that's why Nia Jax was in the Men's Royal Rumble. And that's why Nia Jax beat up somebody who's been all over the news the past 12 hours, Dean Ambrose. What do we know about Dean Ambrose right now, Matt? Come on.
He's not...
Well, here's the thing.
All right. You think it's a work?
Because WWE tweeted it out.
Yes. Which but, still may go to that it's a work. But if in case you've been living under a rock, word came out that Dean Ambrose has been unhappy in WWE, and he said his contract is coming up very soon, which we found out is April, around the time after WrestleMania, and that he's going to be leaving WWE. WWE puts out a message that they're, yeah, the rumors are true. Dean Ambrose, or whatever his real name is, John Hennigan, whatever, is, you like that, is leaving, and that's that. So he's going to be there till April. So it was double-edged sword. Nia Jax getting a little more involved with the men. Might as well do it to somebody who's on his way out. Maybe do some honors to make Nia look tough. I don't know.
So this is on WWE.com. Dean Ambrose not renewing WWE contract when it expires in April. Oh, it's very short, actually. Dean Ambrose, Jonathan Good, will not be renewing his contract with WWE when it expires in April. We are all grateful and appreciative of all that Dean has given WWE and our fans. We wish him well and hope that one day Dean will return to the WWE.
That doesn't sound like a future endeavors to me. If
WWE didn't release this, I would believe it more. But this seems very, very much like a work.
But what's the end game with this? Like, what's the point
Triple
of this?
H, Dean Ambrose at Mania, probably.
It probably seemed like it's going that way.
Or when Roman Reigns comes back.
Burn him. I also heard that he might be coming back sooner rather than later as well.
That's good. Didn't he just finish filming another one of those shitty Fast and the Furious movies with The
those
Rock?
Those shitty Fast and Furious movies make fucking billions of dollars, dude. Don't knock them.
Yes, because people that
Hulk Hogan wishes No Holds Barred fucking led to a fucking series of movies
those
like
fucking
that.
Jerk-off car people and dumb broads like those movies.
Jerk-off car people and dumb broads. Can we put that on a shirt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think, Kevin?
About the whole Dean Ambrose thing?
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was definitely legit. Now I'm skeptical. I think more of me is leaning towards it's legit, but we'll see.
I don't know. With all the rumors and stuff that have been coming out, like the Canellis, Bennett and Canellis want the release, and the Revival wants the release.
Well, Canellis also said she wasn't looking for a release, but she didn't say anything about Mike.
So it's
well. The whole thing is he's not asking for a release. He's just not re-signing his contract when it's
done.
No, I was
talking about Mike.
Yes.
But the word was Mike asked for his release and they denied him. So
right, I would deny everybody.
Why put this on WWE.com and put it out
there?
Yeah,
it's just weird.
It's
maybe because it's Ambrose. He's such a high level talent, such a high profile talent that maybe instead of all the speculation, they just get ahead of it themselves. Like any other news story, you just get ahead of it.
Yeah, former WWE champion Dean Ambrose. Be ashamed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just treating this like regular news media where someone's getting, if there's two sides on a story, one side puts out something, the other side has to put out something when it's this high profile. That's the only thing that I could think of if it's real. If it's not, then whatever.
You guys want some Meltzer news and notes?
I think it's a work.
I definitely could be. I'm like 60-40 real.
Now I'm thinking 40-60, it's a work, or 60-40.
Just have to wait
work,
and find out.
Something like that.
So you basically agreed with me the first time.
Yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Well,
hit me.
Well, I mentioned earlier, Rousey versus Becky versus Charlotte is still on the table, according to Meltzer. We don't know how it's going to be going, but they're still sticking to that original plan for WrestleMania.
Well, they got fucking 2 months to figure it out.
This is according to Meltzer?
This is according to Meltzer, yes. I also have other news that concerns the women from Meltzer. They are not going forward at this time with the horsewomen versus horsewomen feud, and I could not be happier. I am so glad they're not doing anything.
That's what we talked about. She held Sasha Banks at the end of the Rumble held the four up against Becky.
Yes.
And Bayley did it too last night.
Bayley and Becky did Becky. It to her. They did it to each other.
When
Becky
out.
Started coming out, she flipped her the four and then Bayley
oh, what's
did
happening?
It from the apron. I don't know about that.
I really wish Ronda leaving was true.
Survivor Series. It's happening.
SummerSlam.
It's happening.
Ooh, note for Kevin. This was my own personal observation.
What did you...
What? I hope Ronda gets pregnant and then has a stillborn baby. Fucking kill.
All right, that's... I would have not paused to see what you were going to finish your statement.
Talk about a pregnant pause.
I fucking can't. I hope she leaves and she never comes back.
Okay, that would have been more of a...
Stillborn she wants baby, to start dude. A family, so... All right, maybe that was a bit much. You're right.
It kind of was. If we at the Shining Wizards would like to apologize.
I won't apologize for anything, but I do think that was a little too much.
Okay.
Not sorry that I said it, though.
There you are. Come on.
I just feel like I went a little too far.
You did go too
far. Look, if she wants to start a family, great. And if that means she's going to leave the WWE, that's even better.
That's what you should have went with.
There we go.
Could have rewrote that.
She's under contract to 2021.
Well, good for her.
Tony, what were you going with there?
Something you may have noticed about Ronda Rousey's belt. The one side with the clasp didn't have any snaps on it. She went old school Macho Man style, and she's got Velcro on that bitch.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a modded belt. How cool is that?
Did you read the report that last week or the week before both Brock and Ronda Rousey's belts were the replicas?
Yes, and somebody did steal that picture and showed that Brock's belt had the WWE logo side plates.
Not his.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he never took it off, right? Because if you take those off, you can tell right away that the straps are very stiff.
Yep.
Unless you have one of those, like, they do like a $1,500 like ultra replica now where it's like legitimate leather and like it looks just like the real thing. It's floppy and everything. I don't know how many of those they have at the fucking merch stands at these shows, but.
Oh, they bring them.
Oh, I'm sure they have a bunch of them just sitting around. Well, it was like Mania with The Miz. The Miz came out with a replica at WrestleMania. It's weird, but it happens. That's right. Any other news and notes you want to get to there, Mr. Matt?
Well, it looks like Abyss and Sanjay Dutt are done with Impact Wrestling.
Yes, another big one coming across the way.
And it looks like Sanjay and Hurricane Helms and Jeff Jarrett are now executive producers at the WWE.
I was hoping
that's
we could
cool.
let this slide to going home because that was going to be my going home.
Well, you picked a bad going home.
I know.
Isn't Abyss also signing with WWE as well as to be one of the trainers?
He is going to either be, from what I read today, either in NXT or NXT UK.
That's pretty wild. That would be wild as shit, having Abyss. Like, I don't know, maybe the guy wants to go to Europe. That'd be cool.
But from what I read today as well, Sanjay Helms, Daivari is also a new producer. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yes, I did see that.
And Jeff Jarrett are all at SmackDown tonight as well.
That's pretty cool.
So
that's pretty cool. I got nothing else over here, Matt. What about you?
Let's see. Let me see.
Little newses and notes is. Oh, we got a question from Hummer, but
all
I think
right,
it was,
that.
I think it was all stuff that we went over already. All right. What did you think of the Rumble? Yes. Your favorite part? Yes. Do you think Gargano and Tommaso will be DIY again?
I think they will be in a matter of, you know, manner of speaking, I guess. There'll be two heels. They'll be associated with each other, and they'll be a team, for lack of a better term.
She talked about the wrestlers who asked for their releases. Did Ziggler ask for his release, too?
His contract is...
We talked about his contract being up, no?
Up soon, I think.
You think he's gone? Do you think he's going to stick around? I think he'd be crazy not to stick around.
I think he's... I think he might be. Listen, like, just everyone
all elite?
Take a break. No, I don't think he's going to be all elite.
Oh, fair.
I think he's going to pursue comedy.
I mean, he's been doing it for a while now, too, right? let me see. Thoughts on Rollins versus Brock? What do we have any early thoughts on that?
No.
I mean, fucking Rollins took a shit kicking to the nth degree on Raw, and he kept going. Is that what all you got?
Yeah,
that was a good Rollins.
I mean, everyone loves Rollins, and I love Rollins too. But this main event doesn't get me excited.
No, no. Wait. What?
The main event for
Mania?
Rollins Brock?
You're not excited over that?
No.
I think it's gonna be great.
I think it's gonna be fine. I think it's gonna be, and the match is gonna be good. But to me, it doesn't scream. Mania? I mean, I get it. Rollins is one of the most over guys, maybe other than Becky Lynch.
They'll build this up.
I think that I'm not saying that it won't be great. Just doesn't. I'm okay.
All right. Anything else, Matt, or should we go home?
This week, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, New Japan New Beginning USA shows will be on the New Japan World. So check that out. We mentioned it earlier, because of the government shutdown, a lot of New Japan guys aren't there, but it's littered with Ring of Honor guys and young. Guys from the New Japan Dojo from Los Angeles. So scope that out if you have New Japan World. And of course, it's time for my five most hated people of the week.
Oh, geez.
Now, we started this last week. This is all Kevin's brainchild, and I love it. I even got my own theme music. Compliments of Ugly Kid Joe. Coming in at number five, Sumi Sakai. From Ring of Honor, she's a women's wrestler. I can't stand her.
It's because she's old, isn't it?
It might be because she's old. I just don't like her. I don't like anything about her. I find her to be very boring. So get the fuck out of here, Sumi Sakai.
Yeah.
Number four is Bobby Lashley.
Ah, hanging tough in the top five.
No surprises there.
It's fucking awful. Go fuck your hand. Number three, JBL. I hate JBL.
He sounds so old.
He sounds like a fucking asshole, especially during the pre-show when he essentially tried to make everything about himself, like anyone gave a shit about his crusty old wrestling career. Stick to being a new Blackjack with Uncle Zebekiah.
Does he still sell Mama Juana juice?
He wasn't a new Blackjack with Zebekiah.
I know he wasn't. I was combining the Hawk. And
okay.
Him.
Yes, combining, Kevin.
Combining. Number two.
JBL was great.
Dalton Castle. Not so much for his wrestling ability this week. He sat in and did commentary for one match, and it was fucking awful.
Well, you hate Dalton Castle to
awful.
Begin with.
His wrestling isn't bad. I'm not... Now, I just don't understand the gimmick, and the commentary made him look like a bigger idiot.
Yep, he's an idiot.
And number one.
Number one, drum roll.
The Pirate! I fucking hate Kerry Sane.
Ah, you spiteful son of a bitch.
This has nothing. I hate it. I hate the gimmick. It's stupid. Why is she a pirate?
Because she's a pirate,
dude.
She fucking
sucks.
She's looking for treasure.
Someone should have pushed her off the fucking top.
I wonder how much treasure she'll find in the gaping booties.
So that is my top five.
Great.
People I hate this week.
Will the angry pirate be number one next week? Tune in and find out.
Yeah, we'll have to find out. I watched a lot of wrestling last week, so.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Do you have a going home? You might as well just keep it going.
I don't want to steal Kevin's going home.
Oh, I got a good going home.
You got a good going
home?
You
want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
Turns out, friend of the show, Eddie Kingston, is calling 2019 his last year in wrestling. Quote at Mad King 1981, his handle on Twitter. Next January, time to go out on my shield. So he's looking to make it a career. And Godspeed to Eddie Kingston. He's been around what seems like forever, but he's been a fucking awesome, actually, Chikara Grand Champion. I remember seeing him live in the whole Chikara versus Ring of Honor feud. What did we go to that time? The Calabo?
Cibernetico.
The Cibernetico. That was an awesome show. Still one of my all-time favorites. Godspeed, Eddie Kingston. Hope the 2019 turns out to be your best year ever in the business. Who wants to go home next?
Matt.
All right. Chris Jericho was on social media Sunday night and Monday morning, and he pretty much busted on Brock Lesnar having a gut. He said, intimidation and fear goes a long way in our business, guys, but let's be honest, Brock Lesnar needs to pull up his pants and lose the gut. The dream is over, dude. I don't play by the script. In another tweet, he wrote, Hey WWE, Ring of Honor, and Impact, I love watching you push all your randoms, but just know that we are interested in maybe 6 to 8 of your talents total. We don't need you. Both tweets have since been deleted, Jericho was essentially making a statement for all Elite Wrestling, so it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Brock's just got to quit skipping leg day. His fucking legs are atrocious. Anyway, Kevin, we going home?
Sure. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight on this show.
Oh, no.
No. I will say that we mentioned the producers coming in, Shane Helms, Daivari, Sanjay Dutt, Abyss, and, of course, Jeff Jarrett. Jeff Jarrett was also on Raw last night as well, so it looks like he's going to be helping out backstage and being an on-air talent, which I think is awesome. Super happy for Jeff Jarrett, super happy for all these guys. But what's happening? How many producers do you need in WWE?
Apparently a lot. They put out 4,000 hours.
Because you got Malenko, I think, Kidman, Arn Anderson, such and such. Like, whose jobs are they taking? I don't know. I'm going home because that was a total last-minute thing. But congratulations to all the new hires, especially Jeff Jarrett.
And that's going to wrap it up for episode 409 of The Shining Wizards. Like to thank everyone for joining us. Thanks especially to all of our patrons. And thank you, Becky Lynch, for what I don't know. Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all. See you next week.
Peace.